Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
All right, today is November 26, a Monday. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, police are investigating a triple shooting that has left two teenagers and a child injured in West Philadelphia. It happened shortly before 8 p.m. Sunday near the intersection of 60th and Ludlow Streets. Police said an 8-year-old boy was shot in the right side of his face. A 16-year-old boy was shot in the foot, and a 15-year-old was shot in the hip. All three victims were taken to CHOP. Witnesses told police the shooter chased the two teenagers up the street. The two teens ducked into a breezeway, trying to get away from the gunshots. The 8-year-old boy was inside of his home when a bullet struck him. Police believe the teens were being targeted and the 8-year-old was accidentally shot. There is no description of the shooter other than he was apparently wearing a red sweatshirt. Police are searching for surveillance footage. On the busiest travel day of the Thanksgiving holiday, a major bridge in our area had to be shut down yesterday. Fire officials shut down all lanes of the Delaware Memorial Bridge for more than 6 hours following a gas leak at a nearby chemical company Sunday night. The gas leak came from the Crota Atlas Point, a chemical production plant located in Newcastle, Delaware. The gas being released was ethylene oxide, a flammable gas with a sweet odor. The gas leak prompted Holloway...
That happens from Casey sometimes.
It's sweet, nutty,
yeah,
a little bit.
What's the ratio of pleasant smelling?
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, to me, it's 100%.
Yeah, of course. This is true. My daughter, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this before, but or this bit, but my daughter pulls this on me every now and then, and I totally miss it. She'll go, "Hey, Dad, do you smell popcorn?" And then I'll go, "Oh, geez." She does it on purpose.
Wow. That's great.
It's a good idea,
That's
is it
a
not?
Great idea.
Do you smell popcorn around here? Oh, God. Oh, but the timing has to be just right. It's right as it's about to waft over.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That is a girl with two brothers.
Telling you.
Kathy, were they doing that on the bridge?
Yeah. No, I don't think they were. They were pissed on the bridge.
Six hours.
That's bad.
The gas leak prompted Holloway Towers Fire Department to close the bridge around 5 p.m., turning roads in the immediate area into parking lots. They said travelers were at a standstill for hours. The bridge remained off limits in both directions until 11:30 last night. Yeah, fire officials kept the bridge closed until air monitor readings on the bridge reach safe levels. The bridge has reopened and is reopened this morning.
And want you to know, I was keeping a constant vigil throughout America's Funniest Home Videos.
Are you really?
Yeah, okay. Just to make sure. I was monitoring the situation.
Understood.
Right after a really funny ball tap.
Philadelphia police say an armed suspect stole $12,000 from a dollar store in Kensington. I didn't know they had that much money.
Yeah, at a dollar store.
They do. They just have it in dollar increments.
Yeah.
I guess so. The holdup happened at the family...
We're going to need a big truck.
The holdup happened at the Family Dollar on the 300 block of East Allegheny Avenue at about 10:30 on Sunday. Investigators say two men walked into the store armed with a gun, stole the cash, and took off. Police have not released descriptions of the suspects who remain at large.
They reportedly had considered stealing $12,000 from the quarter store, but realized it would be impossible.
He didn't have the vehicle. He
didn't have the manpower.
In sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy. Ball sacks are yummy.
Jake Elliott kicked a 43-yard field goal with 22 seconds remaining, and the Eagles rallied for a 25-22 win over the New York Giants yesterday afternoon at the Lane.
Super Bowl, baby!
The Birds trailed 12-0 early and were down 19-14 in the fourth quarter before Carson Wentz made key throws and rookie Josh Adams delivering big runs. Adams scored on a 1-yard touchdown run and ran up the middle for a 2-point conversion to put the Eagles ahead 22-19. The Eagles, who improved to 5-6, stay in the mix in the mediocre NFC East. The Cowboys and Redskins are tied for first place at 6-5, and the Redskins come to town a week from tonight for Monday Night Football. The Sixers came back to beat the Nets last night in Brooklyn.
They did it!
they did, winning 127-125. Jimmy Butler made a three-pointer with 2.3 seconds remaining to give the Sixers the win. Butler shot from the right wing, similar to the one they beat Charlotte in overtime on November 17th, capped the Sixers' rally from 20 points down in a game the Nets led nearly all the way. Butler finished with 34 points and 12 rebounds, and Joel Embiid had 32 points and 12 boards for the Sixers, who have won five of their last six games. They're back home on Wednesday night when they'll host the New York Knicks. The Flyers are off until tomorrow night when they'll return home to the to host the Ottawa Senators. The puck drops at 7 o'clock, and the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champ.
Yeah.
And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. And we have begun officially. It is now underway. All the months of preparation to get set for this event have taken place. And now we're here. I was talking to some of the crew that's been here. They've been here since Tuesday setting up this whole compound that we have here.
It's an amazing thing because they have to put all that effort into it. And then it has to come to a grinding halt because of the Eagles game yesterday.
Yeah.
So they had to stop and then reconvene early this morning and get everything in place for this. But you know, it's just astonishing when even when it's nothing's happening and you look at the complex, it's amazing.
Yeah, so we're excited to get it started again. And obviously, we're looking for anybody and everybody to come and donate what you can. We have a lot of great sponsors who we are going to mention over the course of the week multiple times, and deservedly so, because we couldn't do it without their help. And you know what? By the way, if, say, there's an overturned tractor trailer on 95 North, right?
Yes, yeah.
Right by here. If you get off at Broad Street, it'll take you here. You'll avoid the traffic. You can stop off. Acme has a mobile grocery store set up in the parking lot. Swing by real quick, make your donation, and then go on about
your way. You just gave me a great idea.
And then you use the excuse of the traffic.
Road strips.
Road strips?
Put them across 95.
Oh, yeah, like...
Yeah, blow out the tires.
Yeah, I like that. That's
not and then you give them every incentive in the world. I'm not saying it's legal, but it is altruistic.
Yeah. Anybody of our state police could offer us some spike strips? We'll put those for... It's for a good cause. And by the way, listen, we know you're going to do it out of the kindness of your own heart, but we do have some incentives for you to donate as well. And I'm going to name one of those right now, because each day we'll do a largest individual contribution prize. So not the business prize, which is a live broadcast from the President Steve Show or Pierre or a few other things, which I'll get to the specifics on. But the individual donation, if you come by and you get it weighed and we mark down how much you have, by the end of the day, if you have the most, we're going to give away a Vinyl of the Month membership.
Wow.
For next year from Warner Brothers Records, and a three-room set of Denon HEOS multi-room wireless streaming speakers.
That's awesome.
And so that's one HEOS 5 speaker for larger rooms and two of the HEOS 1 speakers for the smaller rooms, and that's for worldwide stereo.
The HEOSs are the only speakers Kathy uses.
I would imagine.
Yeah. No, they're awesome. The tech on these things now is just absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, great gifts from Worldwide Stereo all year long. Montgomeryville, Ardmore, and online at worldwidestereo.com. And we'll also throw in a $250 Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Well, and we got free coffee from Dunkin' here, too, so stop by and grab some. We'll have some food serving up later on. If you've been to the event over the years, then you know that we have a whole cavalcade of things for you to participate in, partake upon, and all that good stuff. Breakfast provided today by Godshall's Real Woods.
Gotcha.
Turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon.
And, they'll be stopping in today, and we'll have some massages from Hands Go Massage and Facial Spa. The privilege section is set up right over here.
By the way, the privilege section is astonishing this year.
And do you see those slippers they have over there?
I see the whole thing.
Slippers, and Hannah and Stone will give you massages and stuff. We're going to wait till about a half hour from now in the 7 o'clock hour. I know everybody's holding up their signs, and we got people in costumes, and we'll determine who our winners are. But I think we're going to do that three different times today.
I think so, yeah.
So your chance to get in the privilege section for an hour and just relax a bit. It's set right up here from Ashley Home Store, which is wonderful. And I believe we're going to be giving away that furniture from the green room. And
yeah, we'll do that, I believe, on Friday.
Let me tell you something.
There's too much going on here.
My favorite couch in our home.
Yeah.
Purchased from Ashley.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Then later on today, we have Jackson Broadcasting Live. We have Jackson's Jeep Club, which will be stopping by tonight, as well as the President Steve Tully Office Calendar Girls. They'll be starting to meet with you around 6 o'clock. And if you donate after 6 p.m. and you want to go to our comedy show, which is right over here at Victory Beer Hall, we'll give you a wristband or a ticket or whatever it is, and you'll get to go over there, but you got to make a donation. And that show will be around 8 o'clock tonight.
And who's on that lineup?
Dave Attell is on it, so is Rich Voss. And now can we announce?
I would wait on that.
Okay.
Let's just say a strong closer.
Yes. Right, we have another. Definitely, though?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. He is definitely going to be here. It's just some contractual things.
That forbid us from mentioning it outright.
Well, we'll get to that later on. So there's going to be a really great comedy show tonight, and all you have to do is come by and donate some food, and that's all there is to it.
I would suggest this because the weather's going to be a little bit sucky later on. If
yes.
you wanted to come by, when you know, and honestly, you can pull right up. I have the whole setup is out there. People ready to take the food from your car, your donations.
Yep.
There's an Acme right in the parking lot. You need never leave the car, but if you want to, it should be a little bit quiet inside the tent a little bit later on. If you want to come in and say hi and meet us, we'd love to see you.
Most definitely. All right, our band this morning is Chico's Vibe. I'm going to strike them up. They're going to be playing during the commercial breaks. We love these guys. They've been playing here for years and years and years. Come on out and see them and enjoy it. We'll take a break, come back with a Camp Out for Hunger live on MMR. We'll be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Cool gifts are what Worldwide Stereo is all about. Wrap a genuine surprise and wow someone all year long. Montgomeryville, Ardmore, and online at worldwidestereo.com.
Hey, gang, this holiday season, your special someone is going to unwrap and unwind if you get them a gift card from Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa. And there's a special offer. You can save $10 on spa gift cards at regular pricing, or you can buy a holiday spa package, and you get a free massage or facial gift card with that. Go to handandstone.com today for all the information.
I hate Steven Singer. You know why? At Steven Singer Jewelers, everyone gets the perfect price. No coupons, no sales, no negotiating. Just the perfect price every day. Feel great about buying a diamond. Visit Steven Singer, the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly, or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Always with free shipping. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
By the way, I want to remind people, I told you the largest individual contribution today gets the vinyl of the month, and they get the full Denon setup from Worldwide Stereo and $250 Dunkin' Donuts gift cards. Second and third place get Dunkin' gift cards, $150 respectively.
Wow.
Well. So, yeah, and Dunkin', one of our main sponsors, obviously, and they've got hot coffee here all morning long, breakfast from Gottschall's, turkey bacon, some free massages from Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa, so you see, it will be worth your while to come by here. We got a whoop! I got one of those. So thank you. We appreciate that. And many more announcements to come in regards to stuff like that. We'll get to the privilege section after 7 a.m. But right now, we're going to do a stupid question, and we are going to give away a pair of tickets to show number 2 of True TV's Impractical Jokers.
Yeah!
Love those guys, which is presented by the Preston and Steve Show to be Saturday, January 19th at 8 p.m. at the Met. So if you answer this question correctly by calling in, you may win those tickets. In what state was the first Dunkin' Donuts founded?
What state was the first Dunkin' Donuts founded?
And it wasn't a drunken state. No. In what state was Dunkin' Donuts founded? 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the answer. Call right now.
Hey, Preston?
Yeah.
I found a cord. I don't know if this is worth it.
That's,
I don't know if this goes into anything.
I don't know, but it looks important.
Once something stops working, we'll know what it is.
Right. Yeah. It was on my chair.
All right. That's okay. A gift.
Fair enough.
Looks important.
The cord fairy's on site.
I'm going to go through some birthdays while we are awaiting the calls. And today is the 26th of November. It is Tina Turner's birthday today.
The legendary Tina Turner.
Yeah. Tina, born Anna Mae Bullock, is 79 years old today.
If you've never seen What's Love Got to Do With It, you got it. It's a powerful movie. It's troubling. But it's ultimately very inspirational.
Yes, and how resilient that woman is, and what a talent she is.
Makes it into space at the end.
Oh, man. Don't give it away.
I'm sorry.
Okay, she's 79. Steve, impressionist Rich Little.
Oh, my God.
He is 80. I didn't know he was still alive.
Neither did I.
Yeah, he's
80. That's the big shock. He probably doesn't either.
He's 80 years old today, but he was... He was the guy du jour on all the talk shows, especially Carson.
In fact, he filled in for Carson.
Yeah,
a bit. But at one point, and if you Nick, you read the book from Carson's lawyer.
Yeah.
For some reason, and Rich Little never was able to figure it out, Carson cut him off.
No kid. He pissed him off somewhere.
Pissed him off some way, and Rich Little could never figure it out.
Wow. 80 years old today. Then you have John McVie, bassist of Fleetwood Mac. He is 73. Peter Facinelli.
Yes.
Actor. Played Carlisle Cullen in the Twilight movies.
Now you're talking my jam. Twilight movies.
He used to be married to Jenny Garth.
Yes.
Of 90210. So he is 45 today. And then the last birthday I saw is Rita Ora.
Oh, I love Rita Ora. I don't even, I've maybe heard 10 seconds of her music, but I love Rita Ora.
She's also an actress. She's in Fast and Furious 6, and she's in 50 Shades of Grey, the whole trilogy. So I never did see it. I don't know.
Well, now I need to watch that. But yeah. She did a, years ago, Preston, a couple years ago, she did a black and white video that is a riff on the Mean Girls. You know, they do the performance in the Santa outfits.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Okay. She's 28 today. I will see, number one, if the phones work, and B, wait, did I say C?
C and B.
I should have started with A.
We're going to see. No.
You know what? That's what they were expecting.
Four.
Preston, you were going to see S-E-E.
And then B.
All right. Now, if you have your Dakota...
Hey.
If you have your Dakota rings out at home...
All right. I'm going to the damn phones.
Oh.
Let's see if the phones work.
He confused himself.
I did.
Shouldn't I start with A?
I'm sorry.
C-S-E-E. He wasn't starting with the letters.
I'm going to Brendan. Brendan, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Wonderful. Brendan, are you in the tent or are you somewhere else?
I'm driving to work.
Okay, cool. All right, Brendan, do me a favor and tell me what state was Dunkin' Donuts founded in.
I believe it's Massachusetts.
You are correct. Yeah. It's Massachusetts. Hold on a second. We're going to get you a pair of tickets to show number two of True TV's Impractical Jokers, the Cranges McBasketball World Comedy Tour starring the Tenderloins, presented by the Preston and Steve Show, Saturday, January 19th, 8 p.m. at the Met, Philadelphia, North Broad. Tickets are on sale now via themetphilly.com. It's interesting because I saw it was Mark Wahlberg showing you Boston slang.
Yes.
You know, those videos where they teach about slang.
Yeah.
And one of them was just Dunkin'. Like, it's just known as Dunkin'. And you know what? The company is going to officially change their name from Dunkin' Donuts to just Dunkin'.
In all our copy, when we do endorsements and we do our live reads, it says Dunkin'.
Look up on the wall there. It just says Dunkin' right up there. It says WMMR and Dunkin'. So they're changing to that. And I think it's because of that loving, moniker that it's gotten from Massachusetts.
Well, you know, I'm a corporate man, Preston. My first job was at Dunkin' Donuts.
That's right.
That's right. You're a porter.
Oh, yeah, I was a porter.
And if you remember Good Will Hunting, when Ben Affleck goes and he picks up Matt Damon to go to work, brings him a little cup of Dunkin' Donuts.
Of course you go.
Yep.
All right, so they're our sponsor. Let's move on. I have got the box office. Number one was no surprise, Ralph Breaks the Internet. And it made $55.7 million.
Did you very respectable. See it?
No, I did not.
No?
I know you saw it.
I saw it, yeah. I just want to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah, I want to get out and see it.
I want to talk to someone.
Second was Creed 2, and it made $35.3 million. Did okay.
That's okay. You know, I wonder if... I wasn't sensing a lot of excitement to see it.
Me either.
I thought the first one, and it did pretty well with the critics, but I don't know.
Yep, I do want to see it, though. Then you had Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, followed by Fantastic Beasts. Bohemian Rhapsody still in the top five. Instant Family was sixth, speaking of Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
Robin Hood was seventh.
Not good.
Widows at eighth, followed by Green Book and A Star is Born to wrap out the top ten. You guys want to hear what the celebrities did for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Oh, how exciting. This is where you learn that they're just like us.
Yes, they all went to social media and shared all their wonderful drama and happiness and all that stuff. We'll begin with Reese Witherspoon. She captioned a shot of herself dishing outside, saying, "I am grateful for a day spent with loved ones, eating, laughing, and making memories."
And this is while her entire house was in flames.
It was pretty touching. No. Tamara Mowry sounded a bittersweet tone. She shared a family photo that included her niece. You remember she was killed in the mass shooting in Thousand Oaks.
That's
on
right.
November 7th. And she wrote, "Missing you, Lai, on Instagram stories." Also on the go, Nick Carter flew from New York City to... Delhi.
We went to
Nick
Carter.
Carter. Right? Can't stop that guy. He's all over the place.
He went there to hang out with his fiance, Priyanka Chopra.
Wait, that's Nick Jonas.
It says Nick Carter. But is it Nick Jonas?
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitch bastards.
They messed it up. Okay.
That's why we were so confused. But fortunately, your sidekick, your entertainment, Robin.
It says Nick Carter, C. Nick Jonas.
Okay. But who is Nick Carter?
I forgot.
Aaron Carter. Nick Carter.
Yeah. Aaron's brother.
People were horrified by that, Casey. Did you
that?
Are you kidding me?
Well, I know who Aaron Carter
is. Who the hell are you?
Who is Nick Carter?
He's Dracula's brother.
Okay, he's Dracula's brother.
Nick Carter. Bleh.
Bleh, this is my brother, Nick.
No, they're right. He's a Backstreet Boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is my brother, Nick Carter. Did you know he's going to marry Priyanka Chopra?
By the way, where is that sound?
Here, let's
play that again. There we go. All right. No, that's not it.
That's not it?
I need to find my levels on here.
What are you looking for?
Just keep it playing until he finds it.
I have no control. Oh, there. All right, stop.
No.
Oprah Winfrey roped in Chef Kenny Gilbert for help in the kitchen.
And then ate him.
And then Kevin Hart.
Stop it. She is going to be in town, and I was trying to get her to come over here. Now look at what you did.
Well, I will apologize. If she wants a formal apology, she's going to have to come here.
She'll never come here. Kevin Hart focused on giving back. He served meals to people in need, which is nice. Kylie Kardashian shared her thanks over boyfriend Travis Scott and their first baby, Stormy.
He learned a new word. Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. Kris Jenner shared a throwback of herself and the kids, writing, "Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I'm so grateful for all of you, blah, 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 blah."
She actually wrote blah, blah, blah.
Kourtney Kardashian. Kourtney. Meanwhile, celebrate Thanksgiving with her ex, Scott Disick, and their three children, Mason, Penelope, and Rain.
Imagine looking across the Thanksgiving table and seeing that douchebag.
And you,
I don't know where I stumbled across it, but have you seen his girlfriend?
Yes.
There were some tabloid photos of her this week.
That's Sophia Richie. That's Lionel Richie's daughter.
Other daughter?
Nicole's sister, I guess?
Nicole Richie's sister? Yeah, step, I think. Or, yeah, yeah.
Well, whatever she is, she's hot as balls.
Of course. Of course.
And so Courtney wrote, "I woke up this morning in bed with my children, my children in the same house as my sisters, minus Chloe, miss you. My brother's the father of my kids, my mommy, my grandma, my nieces and nephew. I feel beyond grateful.
I have to go pee-pee. I made a boom-boom in the bed. I hope mommy doesn't find out."
And then she wrote, "Happy Thanksgiving." The missing sister, Chloe, was celebrating in Cleveland with her boyfriend, Tristan, and their daughter, True. On Friday, she felt the need to address the drama many fans were reading in her absence from the larger Kar Jenner gathering, writing on Twitter, "I've spent the past 3 years in Cleveland.
I spent the last few years thinking about this.
In Cleveland for Thanksgiving.
I'm in Cleveland now.
Not sure why
I
people
visited the rock and roll
are trying to create drama between my family and I. And my sisters and I are perfectly fine, thank you."
So what's the deal? She's trying everything she can to make it seem as if they've patched up their...
Yeah.
He's already cheated twice.
Yep.
He cheated once while she was... I think she might actually be giving birth when he was in the middle of his gangbang. I don't know. He seems less than faithful. Right, Kathy? Yeah,
she wrote, "All of their families were able to travel, but TT being in season, he cannot."
TT.
She calls him TT.
That's my aunt.
That's what we used to call him.
And TT.
A penis. Or no, TT is what you went.
Oh.
Your peepee was
really?
Your actual
really?
Yes, penis.
You TT'd out of your schlong.
I have to go TT. When I was a little child.
Okay, so a little peepee is
a
TT?
Are you drunk?
No. Did I sound like it for a moment? I may have hit it early this morning.
I got to tell you something. I'm insulted by that.
Yes, let me tell you.
I'm assaulted.
I got to go TT. She said, "The truth is never as fun as some story some of you like to create. So here we go. Happy Thanksgiving, I guess."
Well, I wish them all the best.
Really? Okay. She ended with, "I guess."
And then she put LOL. Yes, exactly. All right, on to the royal family. God, I talk about these people all the time.
Well, these are the main people in the entertainment world, and you're a journalist. You've got to do it.
That is way too loud. We can just bring that.
Prince Charles knows everyone is
dying
to know what
the music is too loud.
What Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are thinking of naming their firstborn, and the 70-year-old isn't above poking fun at the whispers and speculation. He said, "My son Harry tells me that during the recent tour of Australia, he and his wife were offered countless thoughtful suggestions of the naming of their forthcoming baby." He was telling a crowd at the Australia House in London.
He's very funny.
He said, "Just between us, I suspect that Kylie and Shane may possibly make the shortlist. But ladies and gentlemen, I would not hold your breath for Edna or less."
That is damn funny.
Wow. That's his joke. I have no idea what it means. Why Edna or less? Why is that supposed to be funny? Is there something in England? Dear God. Is that something that that we
don't
know
about? I have no idea what that means.
Rodney, do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, just check.
So Kylie and what is the other one?
Kylie or no? they're thinking about Kylie and Shane.
Is it? Can they even do that if they're in the royal family? Is that a viable name?
But
are those viable names?
But Edna or Les are out of the question. He says,
"Get off the stage, you suck."
I don't know.
Boo! All right. So apparently, there is a British/Australian comedy team of Dame Edna and Sir Les Patterson. So I guess maybe that's some British/.
I have a rather funny one for you. Dame Edna. Is this thing on?
Meanwhile, it seems Harry and Meghan are in full nesting mode. The pair are reportedly moving out of Kensington Palace, where they share a joint court with Prince William and Kate Middleton, and into Windsor Castle's 10-bedroom Frogmore Cottage.
Right. Frogmore?
That's what it says. So a rep for the...
Something like the tells Muppet. Me that's wrong.
So the pair... told people the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will move to Frogmore.
Let's move to Frogmore, a ribbit.
On the Windsor estate early next year as they prepare for the arrival of their first...
And then I shall meet you at Salamander Hall.
The couple have lived in Nottingham Cottage since their engagement.
It's
last
funny
year.
If you take a tour out... So their lesser homes, of course, are sprawling estates.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So yeah, Frogmore's a cottage on Windsor's campus.
Ribbit.
Uh-huh. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger's relationship is heating up, according to multiple sources.
Ooh.
Pratt joined Schwarzenegger's famous Kennedy clan for Thanksgiving this year, playing touch football with his love's family. And, of course, that's the tradition that they do. They play football. Sadly, Thanksgiving also marked a horrific moment for the Kennedy family as it landed on the same day that 55 years ago, Catherine's mom, Maria Shriver's uncle, President John F. Kennedy, was assassinated in Dallas. The couple began dating in April, and according to Us Weekly, the pair are planning to get engaged soon.
Well, at this point, I mean, you know, it's been a while, obviously.
Well, they only split. Remember, he and Anna only split up a year and a half ago, so it's a bit of a quick turnaround.
Do you think it's a wise move?
I don't know. They could get engaged and see how it goes. You know, all I wouldn't right. get married right away, so.
Sorry, no. Mel Gibson says no.
Ferris has also moved on from her 8-year marriage. She is dating cinematographer Michael Barrett. Ferris and Pratt, of course, remain tight, even trick-or-treating together with their new loves and their son, Jack. This is interesting. Newlyweds Kit Harington and Rose Leslie, both from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
Married over the summer, but nasty cheating rumors have already begun. Rumors are circulating that the Game of Thrones star cheated on his wife of 5 months with a Russian model/actress.
Uh-oh.
The rumors were sparked when the Russian...
You're a complete dirty whore.
When the Russian star Olga Vlaslova...
I know you. You're in Game of Thrones.
Star of TV series Doma 2...
That's a good one.
Shared a nude shot of Harrington online. The pic shows Harrington asleep on a rumpled bed with a laptop next to him.
Look at that. I can see your titty.
And she... It's pee-pee.
Oh, sorry.
And you go,
this
pee-pee.
Is how we say it in Russia. You and have very veiny titty.
She claimed she took the pic amid a month-long affair.
Uh-oh.
Vlaslova reportedly claims the pair met in Luxembourg and slept together while he was engaged to Leslie and right after their June wedding.
We were at the Wiener Schnitzel.
A rep denies the reports, telling E! News the allegations in the story are completely false. He's never even been to Luxembourg, nor has he ever met Olga.
He can't even say Luxembourg.
Yeah, so 31-year-old newlyweds met, of course, on the set of Game of Thrones in 2012.
Are they both still in? Well, I know he is. Is she still in the series? No, right?
Nope.
All right.
Kaley Cuoco's love of animals is well known. The Big Bang Theory star managed to turn her Thanksgiving with her new hubby Carl Cook into a tender-hearted seal rescue mission.
Aww.
Thanks to help from rescue workers. The pair came across a struggling baby seal during a walk on the beach. She shared their story on Instagram, writing, Carl and I came across a baby seal who was obviously lost and in pain. I called the 24-hour Marine and Wildlife Hotline.
Brought it home and it served 10.
No. And asked if someone could come help him.
Clubbed it till it was finally fully dead, and then we sautéed it for a while.
They promised me a volunteer, but I was unsure it would happen since it's Thanksgiving. A few hours later, I noticed a group of volunteers huddled around the seal.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they all showed up to help. My heart is full, and I'm thanking these gracious people that they left their Thanksgiving plans to help an animal in need. Doesn't get better than that.
There was a picture of the seal, I guess, in a standard, like, dog or cat carrier.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Very tiny.
Yeah, I believe it. Let's see. Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck may have moved on from their marriage, but they are still all in when it comes to the kids. They spent Thanksgiving together as a family with their three children, I know, 3 years after separating. This is according to a source. It says Jen, Ben, and the kids were in Montana for Thanksgiving. That's all they had to say about that.
That's all they had to say. Well, that's cool that they can do that, where they can be that, you know, for the kids, hang out on Thanksgiving.
Hey, Snooki is expecting her third child.
Wow.
With Gianni Laval. She shared this on Instagram Thursday. She said, "What I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving." And she captioned photos of 6-year-old son Lorenzo and her 4-year-old daughter Giovanna holding a sonogram. So she's got another baby on the way.
Do you follow her on Instagram or Twitter? LinkedIn?
No, it was definitely Instagram. And then it was just like she was just trying to sell me stuff all the time.
Okay.
Know? Things that I wasn't
She was cheapening
in.
It.
Yeah.
All right.
For the first time since pulling the plug on her engagement to Chris Zilka, Paris Hilton made a public appearance for her fragrance Platinum Rush.
Like the way it smells?
At Hyde Point Shopping Center in Melbourne, Australia.
Smell.
Noticeably, is she just holding it out to
smell
it?
It smells pretty.
Noticeably not in attendance, her $2 million 20-carat engagement ring, which she reportedly has not yet returned to Zilka.
We tried to do the math on this on Wednesday about how this guy who's really has not a whole list of acting credits was able to purchase a $2 million ring.
Right. I don't know.
We believe she might have ponied up some of the money to buy it.
Steve, now I see this picture of her. Yeah, I hear it.
Smell. Smell. It smells pretty.
Smell. Yeah.
Paris, hurry. Take down the wiener.
Aw, she looks pretty.
I'm pretty.
Yes.
She's not as pretty as she used to be.
I think she looks good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
I'm pretty and I smell good.
Mm-hmm. So she was out and about doing that. Following speculation that she had a heart attack, comedian Roseanne Barr took to Twitter to assure fans, "I'm fine."
Loose meat sandwich.
She tweeted early
They
Sunday.
Both sound very similar,
they
Paris
do.
Hilton and Roseanne Barr.
Captioned a photo of herself standing up and looking healthy and happy. So she has not had a heart attack, and she was just letting everyone know about that. Simba is headed back to the big screen. Donald Glover and Beyonce are starring in the Lion King remake, helmed by Jon Favreau.
Did you see the trailer?
I have not, but they said that it's dropped. Does it look cool?
Do you start to well it up looks, when you see it?
It looks great.
It looks wonderful.
So did Jon Favreau, if I recall correctly, he did the Jungle Book, right?
So which was unbelievably
was
good. So he's definitely got the touch, but you know, there's the classic scene where the baboon lifts Simba up, and it looks convincing.
It really, I'm just hoping that it does follow the animated one, like, you know, all of that stuff, because I don't want it to stray too far. Even though I can't even talk.
They say it's a combination of The Lion King and Taken.
I just want it to be like an exact mirror image, you know, of the.
You took
animated.
My zebra. No, so like this, Casey, there's a great scene where Simba puts his paw in his larger father's paw print.
Yeah. I think I know what you mean, Casey. If they stay close to the source material, it's so beloved.
Yeah.
Why mess
Do you know,
with that?
Quick question, though. Is it a full-blown musical?
That is a good question. I
didn't see them singing.
Well, Book was, right?
Right.
Yeah, how could you not have Hakuna Matata?
Well, they said that in the trailer, the credits had songs by Elton John and Tim Rice.
Okay,
they did songs in the first one, and then James Earl Jones is back as Mufasa, right?
Yeah. And why would you have Beyonce voice Nala if
she's not going to sing?
Good point.
Right, right.
It's cray cray.
That is cray cray. So Donald Glover stars as Simba, as young Simba, while Beyonce voices Nala, a childhood friend and later a love interest of Simba's. The cast includes, like Nick said, James Earl Jones reprising his role from the animated film as Simba's father, Mufasa.
There's no voice that could equal that.
Chiwetel Ejiofor as Simba's villainous Uncle Scar.
Ooh, wow.
Cool.
Who's playing T.T.?
There is no T.T. Alfre Woodard as Simba's mother, Sarabi. Is that how you say that?
Psoriasis.
Sriracha. Sriracha. With J.D. McCrary playing the young version of Simba.
Psoriasis, gonorrhea.
But I'm wondering who's playing like the warthog and
yeah, Pumbaa.
Oh, Timba.
And the other
one. Because they sing Timon.
Hakuna Matata.
Right, right, right.
And that was...
Whoopi Goldberg, there was one of the...
Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane.
Yeah, so yeah,
Whoopi
I'm not
was
sure.
A hyena.
Who? Right.
And Cheech was one as well, right?
Whoopi.
And,
yep. That's right, Cheech Marin.
Yep. So the original animated Lion King brought in $968 million.
So Pumbaa is Seth Rogen.
Ah.
Which is pretty distinct.
And yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis is playing a meerkat.
Wow.
Okay. Who was Scar in the original?
That was Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons.
Which
excellent.
Is, like, I love Jeremy Irons, at, like, the voice, but when he sings, I was like, ah.
It ruined it? Killed it for
kind
you?
Kind of. It was a stupid song.
Okay.
we're going to be honest
a stupid
here.
Song.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
It was kind of a dumb song. It was the low point of the whole movie, which says a lot.
Oh, wow.
But the low point of a great movie is still pretty high.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
July 19th is when it is opening. One more thing. Keanu Reeves is joined the cast of Toy Story 4.
Wow.
How about that?
Is he playing a John Wick doll?
No. Tim Allen revealed on The Tonight Show. Allen plays, of course, Buzz Lightyear. But they haven't said what Reeves will take on. Maybe he's an action figure.
Could be great.
Of John Wick.
He's drawing down on the other toys.
Yeah. He kills Woody with a pencil.
Yeah. And all headshots, Preston.
No. Uh-huh. He said, Tim Allen said, they really will surprise
there you.
That's great.
Oh, my God. Our video department's amazing. They just put a video of John Wick in Toy Story.
I'll kill them all. Of course you will, John.
Yes. Said, they really will surprise you with the toys they came up with.
You're slinky.
Characters came back. New guys in it that are great. Keanu Reeves has got a great part. And that will
I'm
be out.
Thinking I'm a toy.
That will be out June 21st, by the way.
When is the new... Do we have any ideas to the new John Wick movie?
Sometime next year.
Is so there a third one?
Yes. Yeah. Well, now it's the global hit, or the contract has been put out
Wick
on him.
The world.
He cannot go to any of the continental hotels.
So it's Memorial Day, Steve.
All right,
2019,
awesome.
Yeah. Memorial Day weekend.
Nice. All right, Case, you ready for clips? Yes, you are. All right, so from superhero movies like Black Panther to sports films like Creed 2, Michael B. Jordan is working on expanding and cultivating his career. And here he talks about what these projects mean to him. Hit it, Jason.
I am selective of the projects that I decided to do. And years from now, you look back at it, I want it to say something. So I do think about that. I don't know exactly what that is, and I'm constantly figuring it out as the project go. But, you know, I want to put together a nice body of work that people could be, you know, I could be proud of.
Shut the f*** up!
Creed 2 is in theaters now, by the way. Let's do the next clip. Sarah Silverman reprises her role as Vanellope von Schweetz in Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet. And here Sarah talks about how much care went into crafting the script for the movie. Go ahead, Jason.
I mean, this one is completely different. But like the first one, the script was great, and then it just became richer and more detailed and more layered and until it's just, it totally blows our minds, you know, how special. They really care so much about the story, about the not just the plot, but all the little pieces that make it extra special.
Yeah, you can stop it now, Jason. Yeah, the out cue was supposed to be, it totally blows our minds. And it went on and on and on. That's all right. Wreck-It Ralph 2 is in theaters now. It's the number one movie in the country. She can talk as much as all there is to it.
Earned a lot of money.
All right, and there you go. That's what I have for you in our entertainment report this morning on a Monday.
The crowd has been moved to tears.
They have been. We are in the Bimbo Bakery tent this morning, broadcasting live at the Camp Out for Hunger, day number one. We've got already all the seats filled up, but that doesn't mean that we don't have room for you. We have plenty of room for you to stop by this morning. Maybe you want to make it in before the rain hits. I'm looking at our volunteers out there who absolutely kill it every year. Today's going to be a little...
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, round of applause for everybody, because they make it easy when you pull in. They will empty your vehicle. and get you on your way.
Yeah, if you need to just drive through and head on where you got to be, no problem. We got you covered. You don't have to park. You don't have to get out. You can just come by, drop it off, and you can come by and see us later if you want to spend some time.
We're at Xfinity Live, so right there in the parking lot. And if you want, there is an Acme store literally yards from where we are right now, a temporary satellite Acme store set up to handle you if you want to purchase some bags to donate.
Yeah, is that 95 issue still going on, Kathy, with that overturned tractor trailer? Because if you are stuck in traffic, just pull off here. Make the donation. You can use the traffic as an excuse.
Yes.
Being late for work, it'll be no problem. So
yeah, it's still out there.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So, all right. And with that, we are going to take a quick break. Our friends, Chico's Vibe, or the house band this morning, has been happening on Mondays for a while. They're awesome. Going to be playing the Springfield Country Club on New Year's Eve. They're playing in our tent right now. We'll be back. More of the Camp Out for Hunger on 93.3 WMMR. Hey, gang, all this week, we're camping out and broadcasting our show from Xfinity Live in South Philly.
For our 21st annual Preston and Steve Camp Out for Hunger, benefiting Philabundance.
Inside the warm confines of the Bimbo Bakeries USA broadcast tent, we'll have special guests each morning, along with hot coffee from the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show, a Dunkin' Donuts.
WMMR.com has all the info you'll need. Camp Out would not be possible without the generosity of you, our great friends and listeners, and our partners.
Dave and Buster's. United Site Services, Westchester University, Chorus Photography, Ryan Party Rentals, Worth USA, and Norris Sales Company Incorporated.
WMMR and Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger.
Putting Philly first.
Kathy Romano,
yes!
Everybody.
Can I have my coffee back?
Not yet. Hold on.
Spent years at the Royal Shakespearean Company.
She mentioned Newman University and the video department. They're here. So we have these giant video screens behind us, which means we can show you some pretty cool images inside the tent here. And I called her Kathy Lips Romano.
Yes.
Can we zoom in on her coffee cup right here and put that up on the video screen? Because look at how much lipstick is on this. Is it coming up on the screen?
Not coming up?
No,
it looks like someone was beaten to death with it.
No. Is this the same stuff that you had the other day?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my new lipstick. I'm going to be wearing it all week. So stop by. To see my lipstick.
Okay.
It's Lucite exterior paint.
If nothing else is urging you to come by, it should be my lipstick.
lips are so luscious.
There's many reasons to come by. All right, we don't have time to do this, but here you go. I'll hold it up.
Can
but
you see it?
A massive blob.
My Subaru Yeti.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, now we have live video.
Look at that.
Can you show that?
Who's that Muppet with the big red lips?
Wait a minute. He's looking at my ass.
Oh, look at Preston's hiding.
Look at my butt hops.
This is going well.
Is that a turd cutter or what?
My hiney. I don't have much of a butt.
Nah.
My wife tells
you're
me.
You're all boob.
I have no. I'm all boobs.
I like how your ass got more of a cheer than Kathy's lips, though.
You know.
Listen.
Jealous.
You have to be fluid these days, Nick.
You're right.
All right. So we want to welcome our next guest. We are delighted to have him here. He comes by every year. He doesn't have to do it. And he is a United States Senator from the great state of Delaware, Mr. Chris Coons.
Yay! Yay!
Senator, great to see you. Step on up to the microphone. Always wonderful to see you, sir.
Great to be with you.
Yeah. Sorry, it's a little loud.
He just had his ears blow out.
How have you been? How was your Thanksgiving?
Great. Great, great, great. We didn't talk about politics.
Oh, really?
At all.
Oh, wow. Is that a rule in the House or...
This year.
It was. Okay. I never even think about politicians who have a Thanksgiving.
Right? Think about it.
And then maybe somebody has an opposing view and where that might kind of,
maybe
you know.
Maybe they do.
And you have a large fork right on the table. You don't want to have, it just would not work out well.
And
so, exactly. A big knife
fight. Yeah, but I figure if I was coming to your house, like, I would just know. Like, you know what I mean? You can't have an opposing view inside your house.
Sort of preloaded. Actually, many do.
I figured.
It's good. It's good. You remember, I was raised by Republicans.
Yeah, there you go. There's commonality, especially when you're looking across stuffing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Carving it up.
By the way, so we're officially now, today's Cyber Monday. We had Black Friday, obviously, over the weekend.
Yes,
it is.
Small Business Saturday.
Small business Saturday.
That's correct. Now, the state of Delaware, with the home of tax-free shopping, has to see a bit of an
Woo! Delaware! Small but mighty.
Yeah, of course, yes. Well, you're the small wonder. But no, do you guys
see an increase
people coming across the state lines to
unbelievable.
I'll bet, right?
Unbelievable. That was the shopping wave.
Yeah.
Yep. Del Memorial Bridge shut down yesterday under the strain.
I didn't even think we heard
about that. What is the status of everything there? Do we know?
No idea. Yeah. We're good. We're reopened. Yay! We're good. Come shop again.
With the wave of his hand, the bridge opens. Yes.
Get off your couch. No Cyber Monday. Shop in Delaware.
Kathy is our main shopper on the show. Do you ever venture into Delaware for special deals?
Come on.
Of course I do, although I'm not sure that I'm allowed to mention what I come over the state line for, right?
Or total wine.
Is that okay? I don't know. I don't know the laws anymore.
I do not officially endorse the avoidance of sale tech.
Yes.
Okay, but anyway.
However, he does endorse the commerce.
Yeah, it's a great store. And you know what? But I used to come over, I bought a TV once. I went into Delaware because the deal was so good, and then tax-free, it was worth the drive to go get the TV.
You snuck in late at night, stuffed the TV in the back of your car, put a great big covering over it, and drove like hell to get back.
Yeah, she covered it with wine. Yeah, to get it back.
Covered it with my wine boxes.
I am proud to say that I bought this sweater in Rehoboth.
Woo! Rehoboth.
Very nice. And it's a little risque, showing some shoulder. Nice.
Oddly, I bought everything I'm wearing in Delaware.
Really? Wow. It's amazing.
Nice. Are you in the middle of travels right now, or are you just at work? What's going on in your life?
Right after this, I'm going to the Delaware City Refinery, where they're announcing a big new construction project that'll make our oil refinery in Delaware City safer, cleaner, more efficient, put a couple hundred guys to work. It's a great morning. And then some stuff internally, and then down to D.C., and we begin the first week of the truly lame duck session.
Yes, where so much gets done. And what does get done is pretty...
I will say this. The one thing we might get done is comprehensive bipartisan criminal justice reform.
I saw that. That's very
something
cool.
That's supported by Republicans and Democrats. Jared Kushner's really pushed this. Cory Booker and I and Dick Durbin have been really fighting for this now 6 years on judiciary, and the president's gotten behind it. There is a small chance we'll get it done. Mitch McConnell is against it, so there's a little bit
of
negotiating to do. Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with that. And and what can you do to incite, obviously, with a wave of a hand, you can make things happen, to incite the folks, the good people of Delaware, to come here and make donations to the
campaign? Well, we've already got some Delawareans here. And hopefully those who would like to avoid having to see me at home will instead load up their vehicles with food and flee up here to contribute to what has been a remarkable effort. You guys have really made a huge difference. I really don't like what you do most days, but this is amazing.
It's really quite loathsome what we do. But for the most part,
I'm just teasing.
No, this is our one shot at getting into heaven, so we do it for 1 week.
Might as well try. You guys rock, and this is an amazing thing you do.
Senator, about a month or so ago, we ended up having a really long conversation about the license plate issue in Delaware and how some of them are sold essentially on the black market for thousands of dollars. Do you have one, and do you know about how crazy that can get?
It is insane. The original ceramic black and white plates in Delaware go for tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars for the single digit. I've got someone who lives near me who's got one of the low single digits. I have no idea why that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It's just
a Delaware thing, so I go with it. And
it was funny because when we talked about it, our Delaware listeners were like, you guys don't know about this? And
it's really important.
It is.
Well,
they keep them in the family. They pass them generation to generation. And then when they go up for auction.
It's like Eagle season.
It's huge. Yeah.
And I think we were a little confused as to where the money is going, but it's just personally owned, correct?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And there are people that have been doing it for years and years and hand them down.
It does generate some money for the state, but nothing like the amount that trades in. The idea originally was if you've got one of these plates, you had one of the very, very first cars, so you're probably a DuPont. But most people have figured that out. That's not being true 50 years.
Right. Not everyone is a DuPont.
All right. So I want to bring something up. We are going to have the senator has graciously agreed to try something. Now, technically, we are not set up for it with our equipment yet.
Very unsafe is what you're saying.
No, not that. Oh. The audio part of it.
Oh, okay.
The other part is fine. It's Skelly Amusements, man. They've never said us wrong. So about 5 minutes away from that. All right, so I was wondering if we should take a break and come back and do it, or do we solo for a little bit?
Well, we should probably set somebody up.
All right, do the privilege set.
Yes.
Okay.
So do you want to let the senator get set up?
Yeah. Do you think that the...
Do I get diapers for that?
Of course
you can. We have diapers. Yeah.
Yes, we can do that, and we also need to choose a member for the privilege section.
Yes.
So should we... Should we let the senator pick that person, maybe?
Well, you know, he's a man who has to win the popularity contest, so it could be a little bit of a liability. Are you sure you want to risk this and piss off a room of people who didn't get selected?
This is someone who gets to ride alongside me?
No.
Take a look behind you. Do you see
They get in the...
Yeah, they get
Delaware!
They get to sit in this wonderful spot here.
I say Delawareans only for this section.
All right, so with that, Senator, is there anybody in the audience that looks like they're standing out to you that you wouldn't mind them sitting in our privileged section?
This man right here.
This man right here.
Who has been screaming Delaware.
All right, okay, come on up.
He was here early.
Yeah, let's have him step on over. He was really going on
there
about Delaware.
There you go.
We have other people that are going to get in the privileged section as the morning goes along. Trust me on this. And with that, we're going to have him choose a prize. So let's get the guy who's dancing. And find out who he is. What is your name?
I'm Jake. I'm from Delaware, of course.
All right, Jake, who is from Delaware, and what we're going to have, and who's with you here, Jake?
This is my friend Justine.
All right, hey, Justine, how are you?
They both wore costumes, which is very cool.
No, they're dressed as normal civilians.
Han shot first, okay? Han shot first.
That's true.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have you choose out of this bag, or a bag. What is it? It's a box.
It's a hard bag.
Yes, it's a box. And Marissa, where are you? Because you're going to read what they won. If not, you can, here you go. Hand that over to Marissa. She's going to open it up for you. She's right behind you, and she's going to reveal what we have for you as a
and
prize.
And Marissa, by the way, Preston requested that you know, you just read it directly.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind. Because you just won a $100 Steven Singer gift card.
Yeah!
Didn't need to flower that one up.
And you get an hour in the privilege section. So go grab a seat right over there, the Ashley Home Store privilege section. And our friends from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa are going to stop by, maybe give you a little foot rub or something. And, of course, you will get service of some food. For you get that in an hour. And for those of you who brought your signs and costumes, you'll have your chance to win when we do it again in a little while. All right, so should we send the senator over now?
I think so.
And start to get him set up. And we're going to do a game called Drop Quiz with the senator.
All right. Yes.
This is one of our favorites.
Good thing I'm afraid of heights.
That's what we understood. We understand that you're afraid of heights. But don't worry, because you'll go up, and before you know it, you'll be plummeting back to earth. Yeah. So it's... should be fun.
So let's send the senator on. Marissa, who is going to escort the senator?
How about that?
Senator Chris Coons from the great state of Delaware. And we have just the audio thing that we need to get set up. And we weren't sure if he'd want to do it or not.
And he did. Of course, you know, now the trick is just to get everything in place. Rodney's going to make sure everything, I'm sure, sounds great.
Yep.
And we are going to scare the crap out of him.
So, by the way, the largest contribution by a business, group, or organization through the course of the week will win a Preston and Steve live broadcast from their place of business. The second largest donation will get a live broadcast from Pierre Robert.
Wow.
From place of business. Third place will be a $20,000 Q1 advertising schedule on WMMR. And one of the businesses, no matter what size you donate, you'll be randomly selected to win a 36-month lease on a Canon full color copy, print and scan, image runner, advance. Copier, it's an $8,000 value from Heritage Business Systems, your authorized Canon copier dealer. So,
I mean, that's a full office right there in that machine.
Yeah, they get service and the whole deal on it, so it's a pretty sweet deal, and that is for any size delivery. So, you don't necessarily want to try to make you obtain a goal that you can't achieve in, you know, a gazillion tons of food. But you can be a part of this no matter what size your donation is from a business.
As you pointed out earlier, we know that you're coming and you're donating out of the goodness of your own heart, but it's okay to be recognized for your generosity, and we try to do that. That's why this whole week is about entertainment, about putting on shows, and about giving incentive prizes. It's to say thank you immediately for what you're doing to help people have a decent meal.
Yeah, speaking of a decent meal... later on, if you come by later today for lunch, Piccalilli Inn is going to be here. And then later on tonight, we will have dinner with Mission Barbecue.
Yahoo!
Dude, we get breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's awesome.
Awesome places.
Yes.
Every single day. So that's if you come by and donate food. And don't forget tonight, Jackson Broadcasting live right here in the tent as well.
The largest collection of Jeeps. I mean, I don't know where this ranks in Jeep
rallies?
Congregations or rallies, but I'm sure it's competitive.
It's the biggest in the world.
It's the biggest in the world.
There you go. You heard it here first.
Right. Whether it's accurate, we can't say that.
And with them, we'll also have the President and Steve Totally Office Calendar Girls in the tent, and they'll be signing calendars. And
yes.
That, yes.
Chico's Vibe loves that.
And we have comedy night as well. So the way that is going to work is if you stop by anytime after 6 o'clock and make a donation, if you're interested in going to the comedy show, you'll pick up a ticket. And tonight, Dave Attell will be headlining, hosted by Rich Voss and featuring Louis Katz as well.
Yes.
And we have one more surprise guest tonight, and that surprise guest is a headliner on top of it.
Yep.
So the doors open at 7, so stop in here. The show starts at 8:30, but you'll want to get over there and get yourself a spot. So that's all going on.
I mean, to see Attell at a room that is that intimate, it just doesn't happen.
Yep. So these are just a few of the things taking place. I have no idea how long it's going to take for them to get set up.
We could probably take a break and then back.
Rodney just gave me the thumbs up.
Thumbs up!
Thumbs up!
Thumbs up!
We can do this. Casey, I'll need some just some music, if you will, to fill this out. So, Rodney, were you handling the levels of me being able to talk to them out there?
They're walking out now.
All right. Should I be able to talk to Marissa by now, or what's the story? We're waiting. Rodney's getting ready.
There's a couple of kinks.
Yeah, he didn't know we were going to pull this together this early.
We like to do this to him.
Marissa, can you hear me? Nope. I don't hear her.
Because I'm free.
Oh,
there we go. Is that the senator?
I think that's the senator singing Free Fallin'.
Senator Coons? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes! Okay, it's working. We just heard you singing Free Fallin'. That was pretty nice.
I was just thinking through my playlist as I
Hey, Rod, are you hearing me? Somebody's trying to talk to Rodney. I don't know who that was, but anyhow, we can hear you.
I think we're also going to be able to see. I'm not sure. We're in the tent here.
We'll bring the video up on the monitors here for you to be able to see on the screen.
Listen, the senator knows that he is going to be the test subject. You remember, in the early days of the Apollo missions, there was certainly a higher degree of risk.
Yes.
And he knows that that's what's going to happen here.
And I do want to mention that this is part of our Camp Out for Hunger Games. And this year it's being sponsored by Bimbo Bakeries USA, and they are going to be awarding pounds of food per point that we have in these contests. So for every point that the senator gets correct on this contest, Bimbo is going to donate 100 pounds of food.
That's awesome.
So we could potentially get, maybe a ton of food here in this.
That's fantastic.
Contest. We'll see about that. It'll be courtesy of the senator if he can pull it off. So let me check. Are we able to speak to Marissa as well? Do you have a microphone, Marissa?
Yes. Can you hear me, guys?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We hear you. Awesome. What is the status of our setup right now?
All right. Senator Coons is locked in.
Locked and loaded.
He has one of his staffers, Brian Cunningham, with him for support.
All right.
And we're getting our video locked in, so we have video coverage all the way.
Video soon to be locked in.
All right. Yes.
And what I'll do is describe the scene for those who can't see the video. And by the way, Marissa, will this video be available on online anywhere?
Yeah, it should be streaming live right now on Preston and Steve and WMMR.com, as well as Facebook Live, I believe, on the WMMR account.
Now, we're seeing a little bit of an image down here, Preston. The senator has his shirt off.
Oh,
which is, I thought, this is kind of wild.
I did not see that yet.
That's apparently.
All right.
That's not allowed.
Let me describe the scenario that we have here. So Skelly Amusements, who've contributed these awesome rides that we have in the parking lot and have had for several years, we have a Ferris wheel, but we're not using that. We're using a ride that we have named the Can Drop. Essentially, it's a large post, goes straight up in the air, about 80 feet or so.
Yes.
Now you tell.
Yeah, now we tell you. And around it, there are seats. It's a square-shaped ride. So the seats rise up very slowly. They go to the top. Now, you can't see from where you're sitting on the ride. You can't see the top of the ride. And before it reaches the very, very top, it lets go and you free fall to the bottom. What we are going to do is we are going to ask the senator a series of trivia questions as he's riding up.
We're talking general pop culture and history, just basic stuff, right?
Yeah, these are very basic, fairly easy trivia questions because he is going to have the stress of rising slowly up and not knowing when he's going to fall. So it might make it a little more difficult than it seems.
Because you're distracted, tremendously distracted.
That is correct. So by the time he gets to the top and releases, we'll see how many he gets correct, and we'll equate those to 100 pounds each per point. So it should work out.
Does that make sense to you, Senator?
It reminds me of my job.
All right.
It reminds you of your
a
job.
A terrifying ride that's for a good cause.
All right. There we go.
Good thing I'm terrified of heights.
Yeah. All right.
The only thing I hate more than heights is hunger.
All right. There you go. That'll be the phrase we'll repeat over and over again when we try to sucker other people to do what you're doing.
All right, Casey, can I get some tense music, please? Oh, that's perfect. All right. Marissa, when they are ready, they can activate. Let me know when he's moving up, and we'll begin asking the questions.
All right. I'm going to give the cue to Mike Skelly, who the senator cannot see. He sees the Lincoln Financial Field to his right and the Ferris wheel to the left. Mike, we're ready to go.
And let me know as soon as it starts moving.
All right. It's warming up, guys. We're about two seconds. It is moving.
Here we go. What West Coast city in California has an area called Haight-Ashbury?
San Francisco.
Correct. What male artist released an album called Thriller in 1982?
Michael Jackson.
That's correct. Robin Williams has played what spinach-eating sailor on film?
Popeye.
During the Vietnam War, who was known as Hanoi Jane?
Jane Fonda.
That is correct. So far, so good. What is the green pigment used by plants to trap sunlight called?
Chlorophyll.
That is correct. What is liquid rock which pours from a volcano called?
Lava.
That is correct. 1997...
You just got out.
Phenomenon Hail Bop was a type of what?
Audio cut.
Okay, he can't hear it. All right.
Lost signal.
Somebody remind the senator not to curse.
We lost the senator.
Oh, my God.
Last question.
All right, last question. Hail Bop was a type of what?
No swearing.
He's giving birth.
Comet.
I think we'll give that to him.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So that is that's 8 questions altogether.
And that's phenomenal. A portion of that was our technical issue, so he might very well have gone all the way to 10 questions we were looking for.
Yeah, but how was the ride, Senator?
Really invigorated.
Really invigorated.
Next time, diapers.
Hey, yes. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
All right, let's do it again.
All right, we'll do one more with the Senator. So far, he got 8. That's 800 pounds. Courtesy of Bimbo Bakery's Marissa. Let me know when it's set up and ready to go.
Any shot at video or no?
That's pretty much a done deal.
All right. It's a done deal.
Yeah.
It's moving, guys.
All right, here we go. Shaquille O'Neal is associated with what sport?
Basketball.
Yes. In cartoon Peanuts, what color is Woodstock the bird?
Yellow.
That is correct. What was the name of the 1986 sequel to the 1979 film Alien?
Aliens.
Yes, that's correct. What is the name of the prehistoric town in which the Flintstones live?
Bedrock.
They're easy. What kind of bird is often seen dashing along the roads and highways in the southern USA and Mexico, hence its name?
Roadrunner.
That is correct. New Orleans is considered the home of what kind of music?
Zydeco? Cajun?
No. Try again.
Jazz.
Yes, that's correct. O'Hare International Airport is in which city?
Chicago.
Yes. On which street was the New York Stock Exchange established?
Wall Street.
Yes. In the sitcom title, what followed All in the?
Family.
That is correct. Which state was Bill Clinton governor of when he was elected?
Arkansas. Trying to focus on the question.
Arkansas. So
that's 3 things for the senator to balance.
Hey.
The answers... And not cursing.
Yes.
And keeping his composure.
And he got 10 of them right. That means 1,800 pounds of food courtesy of Bimbo Bakeries and
phenomenal.
Senator Chris Coon.
Thank you.
Nice job, Senator.
I think he's throwing up.
I think he's
probably on his hands and knees in a suit throwing up.
He did well. We'll work on getting video next time for that here in the tent. But he did great. It is... Listen, I've done it. It's freaky as hell.
Well, for our first test this early on a Monday morning, that's pretty cool. That
it
came off
it.
Okay, and we kind of just threw it at him, but it all pulled together. We didn't actually believe he would say yes, but he said yes.
Didn't think he'd do it.
All right.
He went through it, which is cool. All right. Dumb tank for hunger, he says. All right. With that, we want to thank Senator Chris Coons, and we're going to take a quick break. Come back in a second. More guests are on the way. B-File coming up next as well. It's Camp Out for Hunger, day number 1 on MMR.
93.3 WMMR presents Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month, Andorra.
Cause you chop me like a bad habit. How do I forget that?
Celebrating our area's best talent. bringing it to you on air, online, and in the community. Click Local Shots at WMMR.com to see and hear more. Andorra, Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Find a band that rocks our world at Family. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Handling a lot of the sponsorships. It's awesome.
Did you just say lips?
Lips.
Lips.
I love it.
We're going to do the bizarre file, but in this break also we're going to meet a couple of people. And first and foremost, you know, we appreciate your donations of non-perishable food items for Phil Abundance. That's what this is all about. But also monetary donations are wonderful as well because they can go right to Phil Abundance and they can purchase things that maybe aren't being brought down via, you know, there are other costs.
They can target stuff for nutritional benefits. We don't know what Phil Abundance needs and the money can help them target that.
Exactly. So we want to welcome a dear good friend of ours. He's a brother in arms. We've been working together for a long time. And maybe you've heard us mention his name from time to time. This is one of our sales managers, Mr. Jim Antes, who is here.
Yeah.
And Jim, you are here to speak on behalf of whom?
I'm here to speak on behalf of Martin Law.
Okay.
Martin Law.
All right. Martin Law, advertiser of our cluster.
So, interesting enough, they have never, they've done some stuff with us in the past, but this year they really wanted to get involved with Camp Out for Hunger. So, they're a new advertiser for us in terms of Camp Out for Hunger this year.
Okay. And what do you have to present this morning?
So, they took their partnership to a really cool level this year. First and foremost, they were the sponsor of these awesome safety hats that Casey
hats.
Is going to throw out during the course of the week.
Yep.
Some of our workers are wearing them as well.
Let me explain what safety hat is. It's not a hard hat.
No, but I would take a baseball bat to the head wearing one of those.
I think
I would survive. No.
These are standard wool, you know, like winter hats that you would wear on a cold day, but they're of a color of which it stands out, so you will be...
I would call them visibility caps.
Visibility caps instead of safety caps.
Yeah.
But it's got the Preston and Steve Camp Out for Hunger official... Where's the camera?
I love
official
it.
Official logo on it right there. It's got the Campbell Soup logo, which is really cool.
This is actually perfect. We can give some to our workers out there, too, because, you know, as traffic is pulling in, we would prefer that they not be run over.
Yep. So we will be throwing these out into the audience through the course of the week. So we thank them for that. We thank Martin Law for that.
Awesome. And in addition to that, they've graciously stepped up with a check for you guys for $2,500.
Nice. Wow. Oh, my God. It's raining money.
Oh,
Preston. He's making it rain.
I didn't see your money gun.
We have one
gun.
Of those money guns.
It's called the cash cannon.
Oh my God. Wow. I love it.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's not going to beat the confetti cannon, but it's still pretty good.
Anytime we get a sizable cash donation, the cash cannon's coming out.
All right. I love it.
Who's collecting the cash now?
Wow. Are these real $1,000 bills?
Real spendable $1,000 bills.
It's amazing. They really, really made them very easy to get.
So $2,500 courtesy of Martin Law. Awesome. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, guys.
Here for Martin Law.
Yes. Jim Antes with a super huge check. Must have been an enormous pen to write that out.
Yeah, so I bought this. I saw this online just a couple of days ago. It's called the Cash Cannon.
We need two of them so you can do the double.
And it's a gun, and you can put real money in it.
Yes.
It will shoot real.
So let's do that as well.
Real bills. I thought about it. But for a contest down the road, you do it, but it's pretty awesome. So you can make it rain.
Let's do that.
All over the place. And I bought $500,000 worth of fake bills.
You bought $500,000?
Well, they're $1,000 bills, so I bought 500 of them. So we'll make sure those go out at some point. All right. You guys ready for the bizarre file? Let's do it.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And this morning it is brought to you by Worldwide Stereo, the not lame gifts for the not lame people in your life.
Yes.
The Worldwide Stereo's awesome gift guide, worldwidestereo.com, or head to their stores in Montgomeryville and in Ardmore. Let's start with this. Police in North Yorkshire, England, are eating their words after giving a graphic description of a criminal's genitals after he performed a sex act in front of a 20-year-old student and ran off. They initially described him as having, quote, a small penis and noticeably low-hanging testicles.
Low-hanging testicles.
Yes, this was after Sunday morning's incident. But they said that the description had actually upset many people online.
The end is purple.
And has since been replaced with a more appropriately worded version, which states that they are looking for a, quote, fat naked man.
We modified it with moderately low-hanging testicles.
That is correct. Police have increased patrols in the area around Windmill Lane.
Looks like two dangling Sharpays.
In an effort to catch the man. This is pretty, this is a cautionary tale. All right.
All right.
And tragic as well.
Heed the advice.
An American tourist visiting a lush, remote island in India has been killed by a tribe completely cut off from the outside world and known to attack outsiders with bows and arrows.
Why would you go to such a place?
Officials have identified the victim as John Allen Chow, and they added that he was illegally ferried by fishermen to North Sentinel Island last week between India and Burma.
Take me to a place where the locals will kill me.
His last post on Instagram said, "Adventure awaits, so do leeches." He described himself as a soccer coach, traveler, and writer. He often posted images of his worldwide exploits online, such as hikes in Washington State and prior trips to India. Visitation to North Sentinel Island is heavily restricted by the Indian government, and contact with the Sentinelese...
Is that because the locals kill you?
A tribe who lives here is illegal to protect their indigenous way of life and prevent the spread of diseases. The tribe is amongst the first people to successfully migrate out of Africa, and scientists believe they arrived in the region some 60,000 years ago.
Wow.
Chow is a preacher who had visited the area in the past and had a strong desire to meet the tribe. The source also claimed Chow expressed an interest to preach to them.
So he met them,
yeah,
and they ate him.
Well, so he hired seven fishermen to take him there on a boat, which also towed his kayak. He went ashore in his kayak and sent the boat with the fishermen out to sea to avoid detection. He interacted with some of the tribe's people, giving them gifts he had prepared, such as a football and fish. But the tribe's people became angry.
Here's a football. What? Yeah. What?
But the tribe's people became angry. They shot an arrow at him, which apparently hit...
They're baseball people, Preston.
They hit a book that he was carrying.
The hell is this?
His kayak became damaged, so he swam to the fisherman's boat, which was waiting at a prearranged location. There he spent the night, wrote out his experiences on pages of paper, which he gave to the fisherman. In one of the notes, he said he talked about Jesus bestowing him with the strength to visit some of the most forbidden places on earth.
Did he give him the strength to repel arrows?
No. Chow then set off for the island again the following day.
Oh, he went back? Once
he set foot on shore, he was attacked immediately by arrows, but he continued walking.
I'm in the groove.
The fishermen saw the tribals tying a rope around his neck and dragging his body away.
Yay.
Following his
death. Hey, you're one of the clan.
The fishermen left for Port Blair.
That's when the letters stopped.
The body has not been found, and those who took him to the island are said to have been arrested. And this is not the first time someone was attacked while trying to visit the island. In 2006, two fishermen whose boat strayed into the waters around the island were killed, and their bodies have never been found.
In a bizarre turn of fate, though, Preston, they made this guy the king, and now they have an NFL franchise.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he brought a football with
him. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, and then we'll do another quick story and move along. Police in Oregon are looking for a few tips for a suspect who burst into flames while he was trying to siphon gas from a U-Haul on Monday morning.
Was he smoking?
Surveillance video caught the would-be thief in action as he attempted to siphon gas out of a U-Haul box truck. Firefighters called to the scene found the van and the box truck fully engulfed in flames, which crews quickly extinguished. Now, video shows the man pull up next to the box truck in his van, hooked up what looked like a homemade siphoning hose to the moving truck. The man dragged the hose into his van and attempted to put the stolen gasoline into a canister.
Jeez.
Soon after, a fire can be seen erupting inside the van. And then a spokesman said, "All you see is fire ignite, and then you see this guy run away with the lower half of his body in flames."
Dear God.
Yeah. The man fled down the street with his pants on fire. Liar, liar. Eventually shedding them.
My balls.
And unfortunately, authorities haven't been able to track down the suspect, but they are confident that they will find him because he will most likely have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, because his balls were burned off.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it. That's what I have in the Bizarre File stories for you this morning. Thank you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was Preston Elliott.
And
with the Bizarre Files.
I got some more really good ones.
And you have a gun that shoots money.
Yeah, coming up. And a gun that shoots money. If I had hundreds to shoot, you'd see this guy flying all over the place.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, this is a historic moment as we welcome, I kid you not, to the Camp Out for Hunger and the Preston and Steve Show, Mr. Ben Franklin.
Yeah!
Or should I say Benjamin? Would that be more appropriate?
Benjamin's fine.
Benjamin is fine.
Good day.
Good morning, day to you, sir. It's great to see one of our founding fathers here today.
Yes, and I must say, I commend you both and your troops for doing this every year and camping out. I'm sure General Washington would be proud.
Well, you would know, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he was one of your homies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Homies.
Yes, is one of your homies, most definitely. So how are things in your world right now? You've been dead for quite some time now.
You sound like my wife.
Benjamin Franklin, always known for a great sense of humor.
Right? I was actually, yeah. I was at the ABC Thanksgiving Day Parade and was down in Aiken's Oval, and the very large, a fountain that is there, I got up nice and close and personal to it, and there's a wonderful rendering of you on the side of that particular fountain.
Oh, great.
Which is fantastic. How do you feel about these memorials to you all around the city?
It never ends. It seems like it keeps me alive. In fact, I think there is a spirit of Ben Franklin in every one of us, and that's what keeps me alive.
And Ben Franklin, very big on generosity and helping out the those who are in need. Do you have something you could tell everyone in your general wisdom that would incite people to come down and participate in the Camp Out for Hunger?
Well, everything that you're doing here is for the common good, and I also followed my life for helping the common good.
Okay.
In fact, every one of my ideas, institutions, and inventions were all for the common good. Nothing was for myself. But I do see something very odd over here.
What do you see?
This band. I see this contraption that this man is holding with this wild sound that comes out.
Oh, are you talking about the electric guitar?
Oh. Is that what it is?
Yes, that's an electric guitar.
Well, may I see this?
Well, certainly.
By all means.
Would you like to step up onto the stage? Ben Franklin is going to...
Ben Franklin wants to inspect, because, you know, Ben, of course, was the one who determined that lightning was electricity.
A form of electricity, exactly.
And he's probably astonished and stunned at this. This is probably very alien to impress him.
Yeah, so he's going to go... Ben Franklin is now strapping on a Stratocaster.
Yeah.
And he's actually...
He's looking around.
He's asking some questions about it to our guitarist.
He's licking it right now,
Preston.
He's licking it.
Isn't that nice? Do you know how to play guitar, Mr. Franklin?
He doesn't really seem to...
Oh, wait a minute. I heard a little noise there. It's interesting.
I thought he used this 200 years ago. This is really...
Yeah. See what you can do with it. He seems very intrigued, Steve.
Ben is feeling it. Ben, you be good.
Rocking on the Stratocaster this morning. Wow.
Imagine if he took lessons.
Yes, wouldn't that be amazing?
I mean, to just pick it up that quickly. Sir, you need to take lessons.
I love it. And this is our official Philadelphia Ben Franklin. Let's hear it for him, guys.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
You know that new sound you've been looking for?
Hey, Samuel Adams.
Right.
This is your cousin.
Oh, that was fantastic. All right, we can't top that. However, we're going to try to. When we return, if things are in place...
If
things are in place, we're going outside to do archery tag.
Archery tag.
But it's not in place? You're shaking your head. Oh, okay. That was Kyle shaking his head. Like, is that in place?
No. So here's the deal, though. They didn't send the archery tag arrows. They sent full-blown hunting arrows.
Ah.
So,
explosive tips.
But well, we can still play.
We're committed at this point.
And still play.
So it's a game that we've heard of, and we are fascinated by it, and we're going to find out if that's set up. Hopefully, we will be doing that next. And hopefully, you're on your way here now to Xfinity Live for the Camp Out Burger. Hey, John, we're going to take a break. You ready to strike it up? Let's do it. Chico's Vibe is on stage. We're broadcasting live. We're here for you. It's the Camp Out for Hunger. Come and see us, please. We'll take a break and be right back with more on MMR.
Peek behind the radio curtain with the MMR studio webcam. Available at PresidentSteve.com or via the MMR mobile app. See occasional hotties, famous faces, and if you're lucky, monkeys riding border collies.
Lots of people to thank, so we're going to be doing that over the course of the next few days, just to give you a heads up. And also, reminding you, tonight is comedy night. Tonight, we have our headliner, Dave Attell, performing. It's going to be hosted by Rich Voss. Feature will be Louis Katz and a surprise special headline guest as well.
Yes.
That is tonight.
A local favorite.
You'll need to stop by. If you want to go, it's free just with a donation. So come by and donate. You have to be at least 21 to get in. But come by, make a donation starting at 6 p.m. You'll get a ticket to go over tonight. And speaking of 6, that's when our lovely Totally Office Calendar Girls will be here in the Bimbo Bakeries USA broadcast tent from 6 to 8 p.m. So leading up to the comedy show will be the Calendar Girls, and Jackson will be here.
With the largest collection of Jeeps ever assembled on Earth, ever.
That's what I hear.
That's what we're guessing and kind of pumping it up to be, though it's probably not.
And real quick, I'd like to thank Brett, Randy, and Jennifer of Goldstein's Rosenberg's Raphael Sachs Funeral Home. They brought by $1,000 as a donation for the Camp Out for Hunger. Yep.
Very generous.
I'll make it rain for that. There you go.
Brett, so you can meter with your cash gun? You can meter how much comes out?
Brett is the... No, I can't. Brett is the funeral director, and he called in about Aretha Franklin's funeral when she passed.
Yes,
I remember talking to him about that. All right, so we have many, 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 many people that will be coming by through the course of the week, some of them in the morning, some of them in the afternoons. We got some special stuff coming up with the flyers we'll tell you about down the road. But we want to welcome back some regulars to this event. In fact, I believe one of them has been coming to every single camp out we've ever had.
I believe that's the case. I'd be hard-pressed to remember one where he was not present.
Our friends from NBC 10, Bill Henley and Bi Sick of Heaven!
Woo!
Hey, guys. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Preston. Great to see you.
What's up, boys?
Wonderful to see you. Vi.
And Kathy.
Hi.
Kathy Romano. No,
I listen to you guys, but I don't see you. So when I come here, why does Kathy never age? You guys look like you've aged 10 years since I've seen you last
time. I know. That's we
nice
aged 10 years since the beginning of this broadcast.
That's true.
She's flawless.
Wow.
Gorgeous. Aww.
You know what? Tell her about her teeth. She loves to hear that.
Stop it.
Hey. Do you remember
I'll let that one go.
When she first arrived at NBC 10 and was the new traffic girl on the scene?
Oh, yeah. I've known you guys almost as long as I've known Kathy.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Was she nervous in the beginning? Did you ever pick up on any of that? Or
she said she was incontinent and wet herself a lot.
She was nervous for us more than anything. Anytime we were on TV, it's like, oh.
Really?
That's why she had to get off the assignment desk. She said, get me out of here.
These guys are amateurs.
Let me do some traffic.
This is real world?
After the news, everybody would meet in the newsroom and, you know, there would kind of be like a meeting afterwards.
Post-mortem, we call it.
Yeah, and I was sitting at the assignment desk and I remember watching Vi wipe his makeup off and I was like, oh, the guys wear makeup too.
Kathy, you are not supposed to say that I wear makeup.
No, but you don't. No, you look flawless as well.
What she would say, Vi, is that you'd come back, you'd unhook your bra and take the makeup off. And then
you know what? He always asked me to help him with that. I was like, I'm sorry, Vi, that's too far.
Crossed
the
line. Stop that.
No, and absolutely. Then Bill was there for me for my first traffic report, which was a disaster. And he actually called me. I don't know if you remember Bill, and he was like, look, it happens to all of us. You'll be fine.
He never called me when I screwed up.
You don't have those teeth.
That's because your number is unlisted and your limousine driver wouldn't give it to you.
Oh!
That's right, yeah.
We have searched high and low to find video of Kathy's first time.
Oh, I have it. I'm
you
not.
Do?
Really? She can't find it, though.
It's on a VHS tape.
We have the technology
that.
We searched
for a long time, and I had the wrong tapes, but I believe that I found
it. It's titled Two Girls in a Traffic Report.
But no. I'll tell you, my friend at Melissa at NBC, she was like, no. She said, do not put that in their hands. Don't let them have that.
Well, she says, as if we would have fun with it.
It's good to have it in a vault.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And forget the combination.
No, it's actually back at Battle Kenwood. We've now moved to the technology center in Center City. So it might still
capsule.
Be back there.
Yeah, exactly.
And I hear that your new studio is amazing.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. We talked to Tracy. Nice. She said it's phenomenal.
It's amazing. I don't know if they let you guys in. I was going to offer you guys a chance to come over.
She invited us over. She said that the spinning Vaiseka Hema statue in the lobby is really amazing.
It's pretty cool.
It's kind of avant-garde, but I'm glad you could tell that it is Vi. Yeah. And it's three stories high. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
He's holding the Tongan flag.
Yeah. How high up are you guys in that building? It's the tallest building in the city. So.
Why? Do you want to do something? Or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Our next stunt.
You mentioned it.
Yeah.
The weird thing is we're on 12, 13, and 14. Now, who puts a 13th floor?
Wait a minute. But wait. The studio is on the 13th floor.
Is that right?
Yes.
And it's marked as 13? In the elevator? Because a lot of times they will
mark that. I don't see 13th floor in any building that I get.
Yeah. No, it's very rare.
No, they usually skip them.
You push 13 and a little warning comes up. So
right.
I'm not sure what they're trying to tell us.
It's a free fall.
Yeah. Well, I notice Tracy is not here, and I think it's probably because of what we're going to be doing next.
Well, what are we doing next?
Oh, you don't know what we're doing, Bill?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, we're bringing you up this.
She's not.
She's not feeling well. Right?
Is it too late to call in sick? For me,
it's way too late at this point. We heard of this game. Now, listen, Vi has done some crazy stuff over the years for us at the Camp Out for Hunger, so we can't thank him
enough. He's an athlete.
We used to swing him from bungee cords and drive cars into trash cans.
I heard Senator Coons that did the free fall.
Yes. Can drop. Yeah.
There's firefighters out there, and I pulled in. They're here for him?
No, they're here for you.
They're here for you. So what we're going to do, apparently there's this new game that's all the rage. We had just heard of it a couple of weeks ago and started talking about it on air. And lo and behold, we had a guy calling. His name is Craig. I don't know where Craig is. Yeah, let's have Craig come over here. Craig. Craig is from Lion Karate, which is in Camden, correct?
Yes. Karate School, 7 Marcus Street, for all your martial arts needs.
That's right. Now, what we were talking about was a game called Archery Tag, or we were calling it Archery Dodgeball. What is it actually, the name?
Archery Tag is easier on the lips and gums, so we'll use that.
All right, so to explain to Bill what exactly Archery Tag is, if you would.
Bill, you're going to have opponents that are armed with bows and arrows, and they're going to try to take you out like you were.
But let me tell you, this would not be the first time.
He has been hunted often. I think it plays better as, or the high concept is, it's dodgeball with arrows.
Exactly.
And so, but you have a sort of
real arrows.
Well, they're hunting tips.
We wanted the tips.
Oh, okay.
No,
hunting tips. So we'll bruise, but it won't pierce.
Yeah.
Now they've got like a soft tip on them, and
yeah, it's a marshmallow.
Yeah. It's a big, squishy marshmallow. So, yes. Are you guys proficient in archery at all?
Oh, yeah. I was on the archery team in
Who are you?
What do you think we do up on the 13th floor?
I don't know, man.
Of course.
It's not a native sport of Tonga, or?
No, you know, listen, Tongans never use bows and arrows because it was unmanly to kill somebody from that far away.
Oh,
you had to be.
Hand-to-hand combat is what we're into.
If you need to kill Bill with the hand-to-hand combat, we'll condone that.
Yeah. No, we'll just wrap the bow around his head.
All right, so Craig, I think we've got set up on the football field over here.
Absolutely.
At Xfinity Live, there's a miniature football field. It's about 50 yards long, it seems like. And what have you got set up over there, Craig?
Okay, we've got our barricade set up. We've got our arrows in the middle. We've got our safe zone. We've got our bows. We've got our players. We are ready.
All right, and what are the rules?
The rules are no shooting at people, collecting arrows in the safe zone. That's the only place where you can go without being shot. Everything else is fair game.
Okay. All right, and once you're hit, you're out of the game, correct?
Yes, but we play so fast that we let people out for 30 seconds. Usually we have backups ready to go right in.
Okay, now Bill is obviously...
So will it be a first line? Are Vi and I first line, or are we kind of waiting in the back for...
You guys are playing against each other.
Yeah.
Oh,
separate teams.
You guys do that, don't you?
We change it up.
You pit people against each other.
Exactly.
We do. But here's the reason why, Preston. It's for the Hunger Games.
It's for our Camp Out for Hunger Games, and for each person that gets shot out, We, our friends from Bimbo Bakers USA, who are sponsoring the Camp Out for Hunger Games, are going to donate 100 pounds of food per,
awesome.
Per person that gets shot. And then Craig?
We also have the range set up outside, so you can do a little bit of wagering of who can take out a target.
All right.
All right.
We'll see if we have time for that.
We'll start with the wholesale murder, and then we'll proceed to that.
Is it like golf? We get to go out on the range for a little bit ahead of time? Warm
up. Let's spend about a half hour, and then we'll come back to this. No, we're doing it now, Bill.
I didn't hear anything about cups. Put a cup in?
Yeah, any protective equipment?
Real men drink out of their hands.
You know, like in Tonga.
Yeah.
You will be wearing headgear, correct?
Yes, if you choose.
Okay, all right.
If you choose.
Oh, I like that.
Wow.
Otherwise, you need to sign the release, correct?
True.
We are going to add a couple of team members to you guys. So Casey and awesome. Nick are going to be playing out there. So you guys can figure out who is on whose team. Yeah. And you have some members of a fire company who are here?
Yeah, we have members of the Camden Fire Department here to support this. We think the Camp Out for Hunger is wonderful. This is our first time, so we're going to have an even bigger, better showing next year.
Awesome.
And I also have members from my karate school, one or two. And we're ready to play.
All right, so you guys, we're going to send you out there now.
All right.
And while you're doing that, we'll take care of a couple of things and getting set up. Awesome. And I think...
A quick thing, though. You can, if you catch an arrow...
Oh, that's the best.
If you catch an arrow, that person's out. Yeah.
Just like in Tonga.
Just like in dodgeball.
So if you catch it, the other person's out.
Absolutely. Yes. They're a sacrifice. They got to go to the center and everybody can shoot at them.
Vi's got his bruise.
Vi's got to do it. I think
going it's awesome.
I catch him with chopsticks.
All right. So we'll send you guys out there now. Head on out. Right.
God bless Philly forever.
Knock him dead.
Craig awesome. And Bill and Vi. And let me, real quick, let me make sure we have the audio. Casey and Nick are outside. I don't know if you guys are turned up or not, but can you guys hear us, Casey or Nick? All right, they're working on it. Perfect. We'll get that set up in a moment. In the meantime, we need to choose somebody, a new set of people for our privilege section. I want to thank Jake and Justine. They're out of here, so thank you guys. They sat in our privilege section courtesy of Ashley Home Store. And now we are going to choose. So I get to pick first, right?
You should. Your name is on the show first.
Wow.
There's a whole bunch of good ones.
I love it. I love the one.
You love the one? There's one that you love in particular?
Yeah.
Do you want to choose
first? No. Go ahead. You choose.
There's a sign that says it's pretty much a done
That's
deal.
That's the one I was talking
I gotta
about.
Go with that. So come wow. over here. Pretty much All a right. done deal. And she's wearing a Preston and Steve summer shirt as well, which is awesome. And what we're going to do is we're going to find out who she is, and she's going to bring somebody with her to reach into the WSFS Bank prize bank or prize box. That's the WSFS prize box.
That's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it, Preston?
Yes, it is. And Marissa is going to have them choose, and they win a prize courtesy of WSFS. And also, we have another sign here that they held up that said Frank Rizzo's Crumb creme brulee.
Yes.
And it's got a whole recipe on there, Steve.
Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
One part crumb, one part crumb creep, one part moon creep pie creep crumb, one pansy pudding creep crumb, one part crumb creep lush coward, one part Methodist.
You got to throw in the Methodist for taste.
One part yellow crumb snake and sugar on top.
I think that's pretty much all that was said that morning.
I think
that's
it pretty, was. Exactly. It was
I listened to it like 10 times.
Oh, just get it right. What is your name?
Dana Neese.
And where are you from, Dana?
Lititz.
From Lititz?
Yes.
Where's Lititz?
Lancaster County.
In Lancaster County. No kidding. Thank you. All right. And your name, sir?
James.
And James. So Dana and James?
Yes.
All right. You guys are in the privilege.
Yay!
Let's see what you won. They pulled out a prize. Marissa, what do we have?
$50 Amazon gift card.
Hey.
Woo!
Yeah. All right, guys.
Assume the position now.
Have a seat and enjoy, and we are going to make sure that you get some food from our friends at Gottschall's Turkey Bacon. We are going to have Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa come over and give you guys foot rubs, and you got the best seats in the house. It's on a little riser, and the Ashley's furniture is awesome.
Incredible recliners here. You really are pampered right down to the slippers, which is, I believe, a reindeer and Santa Claus.
Yes, that is true. All right, so we're getting ready for another round of the Camp Out for Hunger Games. Jason, if you've got that, you don't have it. All right.
All right.
Or do I hear Casey talking?
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now we're hoping for video. We're going to see if we get that.
All right.
Yes, we go.
So we have video. We can see you guys now, Casey. You're standing next to Vi, and Vi's got headphones on, but I don't think we're going to be able to talk to him. Nick, And Casey. So, Casey, whose team are you going to be on?
So it's me and Vi, and we're currently picking teams right now. We had first pick. We went with the guy wearing camo. We were like, all right, you got to go with the guy wearing camo.
Of course.
All right.
We get second pick. I'll take the guy wearing the sneakers.
This is like kickball.
It is.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, so they're picking who they want on each team. How many members per team, Case? Any idea?
All right, so let me just count, including me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like five each?
Yeah. Okay.
Looks like five each.
All right. And have you had a chance to test out the bow and arrow yet?
Yes. I actually got a little proficient with it.
All right. And has Vi or Bill taken a shot yet?
No. No, they just got down here. Now we're all taking pictures, you know.
Yeah. Let them take a shot or two just to get a feel for the pull on the bow.
Okay.
And, oh, look at Vi.
Yeah. Hey, Vi and Bill, why don't you guys come over here, take a couple of shots real quick. Just kind of.
They're going to warm up.
Casey, can you describe the layout of the course, please?
All right. So what you have here in the middle of the course is just a few dozen arrows. And when they say go, you're going to race just like dodgeball. You're going to race from either side, and each team is going to, you know, grab up as many arrows as they can and then retreat to their side. Okay. You have a few different walls, the portable walls that are set up so that you can hide behind those to, you know, obviously dodge the arrows that are coming your way. And I believe that there is like a no-cross zone. That would be
like a safe zone,
50-yard line.
So Case, as with regular dodgeball, you said the arrows are in the middle, the line that divides both sides. They go running for their arrows, and then they run back, and the arrow shooting begins, correct?
That is correct.
All right.
By the way, the tips of these arrows, yes, they're going to hurt.
Really?
They are foam, but they are kind of hard.
I just got shot.
I just got shot.
I think that was Vi.
Yeah, Vi just shot you.
No, it was not. I still have it.
I got shot with an arrow. Actually, it didn't hurt that bad.
All right. So you guys, do you think they look like they're incredibly proficient at it right now? Are you guys ready to go?
Steve, I would go far as to say we're all experts at this point.
I would just master archers.
Master archers.
You know what, though? Vi just looks athletic.
He just does.
Anything he does.
Yes.
Well, the dude is remaining in great shape, man. I saw him for that boxing match he did a few years ago.
Even though he's dressed like a red pepper today.
He got an amazing shape. Hey, Casey, I do want to say, is Craig going to be playing or is he going to be kind of referee?
I don't know who Craig is. Which one's Craig? Oh, yeah. Craig's on our team.
All right, Craig's on your team. The owner of the company is on your
team. Yeah, so they got the owner of the company and the former NFL player, and we have Bill Henley.
And you.
Yeah, that's two notches in our belt, Preston.
All right, here's what I need, though. I need you guys to have a representative keep count of the points because we're not going to be able to do it from here. There's no way.
And please, if we can get a wider shot of the playing field because right now it's like the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, we're in a little too tight. If they could pull back and get a wide shot.
Okay.
So if somebody could indicate that to the video people, because right now we're really, really tight.
We're looking at three guys.
On camo, hoodie, and Vi. Yeah.
Video team, if you could get a wider shot, maybe up from the walkway between Xfinity Live and Wells Fargo Center,
something
that
doesn't look like a colonoscopy.
Yeah, we're in real tight right now.
I'll tell you guys, there is only one pussy wearing a mask right now. Oh. That would be me.
Wait, we're not supposed to have any arrows to start?
No, you're not.
All right, no arrows to start.
They go out in the middle.
All right.
I need him to pull back even more. We need a good wide shot here, Case. Yeah. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to describe what's going on. So,
get on 95.
Whoever is in charge of video, you need to back up even more if you can.
Preston, where's the video feed coming from? If you can let me know, I'll tell the guy to back up.
They seem to be catty corner to Casey.
Oh, that's Kyle.
Casey.
There you go. All right, Kyle.
Catty coil. What?
Kyle.
We're calling Kyle.
Kyle, back up.
Yeah, he's diagonal from Case.
All right, Kyle. And back up a little bit, Kyle. Don't worry, there are not that many ticks where you're standing.
Oh, jeez. He's
afraid.
Oh, apparently we're down. Okay.
And they're off.
Okay, I got some arrows. I can't see anything with this stupid mask on.
I'm taking out Vi. Nope, I'm not taking out Vi.
All right, so far they seem to have gotten arrows, and now we lose the video feed.
I can't see anything.
Neither can we. We've lost the video feed, Casey.
All right, I'll describe what's going on.
All
please. Right.
Thank you. Mass chaos.
I don't.
We have no idea. Casey can't see anything.
Guys, can't see Jack squat.
I am totally taken out by a second. Oh, jeez. I'm in a blind.
Nick, are the arrows flying, or are people taking their time sizing each other up as they shoot?
Well, Vi has tried to sneak up and take out Bill Henley.
All right, so when an arrow is shot,
it's sneaky tonguing.
Can you go grab them as they fly over you?
Jeez, man, Vi just took a shot at me, Steve, while you were talking. Shut up. God, I took one in the chin.
We saw that. Nick just got hit right in the chin.
I'm out, I guess.
He's out. All right. All right, we've got the video back now. I can see it. All right, seems like Bill Henley's side
has
kind of taken over, or is that Craig? That's Craig, and I see Vi is moving forward.
Vi's not afraid, Preston. He's sneaking up onto our territory. And letting the... Oh, Vi just got took out. Bill Henley took out Vi Sekahema. Vi, you are down.
All right, Casey looks very, very serious.
All the way in the back. Casey looks very serious all the way in the back.
Yeah, we really need you to pull back so we see the entire field.
You're
okay? Because right now we're doing extreme close-ups.
Yes.
All right, I see Bill Henley, who's firing from a blind. That's better. Thank you very much.
All right.
So far it seems to be like Bill, I can't tell how many. He looks like he's the sole survivor.
I call no fair. My second hem is still shooting. He got taken out.
Casey's coming around. He's taking a shot at Bill. Oh, he looks like he came close. He's got to go and get another arrow. Bicycle Hem is slowly moving towards the safe zone, and we lost the video link again.
State of the art.
Yes.
Unbelievable. It's almost like we're there, except we're not there, and we can't see anything.
Nick, can you tell us what's going on now?
Yes, Vi just threw an arrow because he feels like he's allowed to do that.
Vi is throwing arrows?
Vi has been already eliminated from the game, and yet he keeps playing, Steve.
Nick, who remains on the field?
We got Bill Henley. No, Bill's out. We got one guy left on our team. Apparently two guys. I don't know if the rules are actually applying to this game or not.
Every 30 seconds, they said they'll let you go back in.
Oh, they will?
They'll let somebody go back in.
How will we determine a winner?
I don't know.
Well, we just lost because we got nobody on the field.
Oh, you guys lose.
You lose then.
They're shooting at each other for no reason.
All right.
Because apparently they've run out of arrows and we've run out of arrows. So Team Vi Sekahema is the winner.
Yeah.
Wish I could have seen it.
You guys could be very confident that was done with the strictest of rules in force. There was no latitude given to any participant.
No.
And though we couldn't see it, we felt like we were listening to it and not quite getting the full effect.
And right about the time that I said, can you make sure somebody keeps count of how many people get hit? They goes, oh, and we're starting. So we have no idea how many people were hit. I'm going to say... Well, what do you say, like seven
well,
at least?
Well, yes, to clear out one team for them to have won, they would have had to have eliminated five at least.
Yeah, that's true. We need to find out how many were remaining on Vi's team at the end there, Nick?
Well, let's say one, because that would be 1,100 pounds of food, right?
I was in.
I thought it was nine, but we'll do 1,100.
Let's round it up to 11.
Better to err on the side of feeding people, right?
Exactly.
I lost all of my communication packs. Right off the bat, guys.
Okay, can you hear
me? Sorry about that. I can hear you now.
How did you think you did, Case?
I got, you know, if this was Fortnite, I'd be happy because I got one kill.
Right. So, and Nick, did you manage to get anyone out?
I nailed somebody on Vi's team. All I know is that I took one right off the chin.
You got one in the face. How did that feel?
It felt like taking an arrow to the chin.
I did see that. The video feed came up right when he got popped. I thought he got you in the throat, but that's the chin is better than the throat.
Let me ask you guys, did you enjoy the actual playing of it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's fun, Steve. And it's really cool because they do have the blind set up, so you can take cover a little bit. But if you're on taking cover on the wrong side of the blind...
You can do it. Now, by the way, just as everything is wrapped up, we have the shot we've been asking for all
along. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, so now we have a perfect shot of dead grass and people milling about.
Here's what I'd like to do, though. Casey?
He lost his pack.
Nick? It's over.
Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
you guys
Nick.
There. Yes. What are you... Yes.
I would like to see one of you guys try to catch an arrow out of midair.
All right, I'll try it.
Okay. All right, so Casey's going to shoot it. I'm going to try to catch it, okay?
I thought it was going to be the other way around.
Nick, I'm going to shoot it. Casey's going to try to catch it.
All right, so Nick is going to shoot it.
Hey, I've got a better idea.
Yes.
Why don't we have Craig, the guy who's really good at this, shoot the arrow,
right?
And you each, one at a time, try to catch it.
Hey, that's smart.
I'm playing dad over here.
I love that.
Hey, Craig.
Boys.
Craig, come on over
here. Listen to your father, boys.
Yes.
I got to turn this car around.
All right, so we'll have, because part of it is trying to catch it out of the air and getting someone out, just like in dodgeball, as you said, Steve. And I want to see if it's even possible
To do it in the first place. You've seen, you know, like martial arts experts do that before. Now,
Nick did the thing with that only the real experts can do, which is stop an arrow with his face.
Right. Yes.
All right. So pull back the view again like we had a little while ago so we can actually see this.
Oh, man.
I don't know who's running the video.
It's a simple.
It's Kyle.
Wide shot. Yeah. Go to a wide shot.
Zooming in. Stop the zooming in.
Stop.
Wide shot, Kyle. Wide shot. Wide shot, Kyle. Wide shot.
This is like the Academy Awards. Close up. Close up. Wide shot. And no one at home knows. Wide shot.
I want to be able to see the shooter and the catcher. Okay.
Get a shot of the award.
God damn it, Kyle.
Okay.
The guy can sing, but he can't shoot.
All right.
Yeah.
You ready to try this?
All right, I'm going first. Craig's going to take the shot, and then Casey's going to go after me, okay? All right.
Okay, where's Nick?
I'm right here.
Wide shot! Wide shot!
Put both your hands up.
All right.
There you go. All right, that's Nick. Not you, Casey.
Wait, no, you do it.
Nick's going first. Okay. All right, Craig, whenever you're ready, send one over.
Okay. Right. Craig, in three, not at my face, man. Three, two, one.
All right, here goes.
No! Oh, right through my hands.
Boy, he lobbed it to you, too.
All right.
Yep, I suck.
All right, Casey's turn.
All right.
All right, Casey, you can do it.
All right, whenever you're ready. Three, two, go. Booyah. Oh!
All right. Now
I want to do that again.
He tried to bat it out of the air.
Put your blindfold on.
Okay. All right. Let's do Nick again. First one to get this, win some Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Ooh.
Man. It's harder than it looks.
See, I was going to try and catch it by the shaft. I guess I got to catch it by the ball.
Casey, think of summer camp. Catch it by the shaft.
Well, I got to do shaft and ball I'm thinking of summer camp.
I think the way to go is grabbing the shaft. All right, guys.
No.
Here we go.
Yes.
Here it goes. It's in the Let Nick have another try.
All right. Yes.
And I think Vi wants to try, too.
All right. We'll let Vi do it.
Okay. Yeah, everybody's got to try this. I mean, it's, you know.
All right. Remember, catch it by the shaft.
Yeah.
And then tickle the ball.
All right. We're ready. Here we go. Here it goes. It's Vi.
Oh.
Nick missed it. Vi. Vi's going to try it. Vi Sikahema, NBC 10, is stepping up to catch an arrow out of the air.
Legendary Tongan athlete.
And it's away. It went way too high.
It's too high.
Try it again.
Too high.
Try again.
You got to blame the quarterback on that one.
Yep. All right. Here comes the next shot. Oh, wait.
All right.
We're getting reset up. Set it on fire.
Yes.
Ooh. That would be cool. A
and
flaming
catch it
arrow.
In your butt.
All right, here we go. It's away.
Nope.
Go.
Nope.
Vi missed it. All right, let's try another one.
Vi can do this.
Yeah, and he definitely can do it.
Hand-eye coordination.
This one's a little higher.
I guess what we can deduce from this is that I'm a better athlete than Vi Sikahema.
I think if there's anything we've learned here
today. There's no other conclusion.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, one more shot.
All right, and then, Case, let's talk to Vi real quick after that. It's up.
Oh, boom.
Oh, went a little too high. I know he really wants to do it. Wait, they're loading up again.
All right.
Archery tag, in case you're just tuning in, is what's taking place right now. We're doing
this. This is all for charity. And
he got it.
He got it.
He got it.
Success.
Casey.
10 times charm.
We're gonna wrap it up, and let's talk to Vi and Bill again real quick.
All right, Vi, real quick, take your these off and put this on.
All right, so we'll talk to them live out there before they head on their way. So, hey, Vi.
Yeah, what's up, boys?
Nice job, man. Your team won.
Casey said 10 times the charm.
Yeah, that's all it took.
What a punk he is. How do you guys work with this guy every day?
Well, you guys did a great job. Hey, thanks so much.
You guys are awesome, man. 1,100 pounds, is that what we ended up?
1,100 pounds.
That's 1100. Awesome. Yeah. 1,100 pounds.
Congratulations. Yeah.
You know what? The first year I came, 21 years ago, you guys got, what, a million pounds worth of food?
No, the first year you came, we were looking to raise 1 ton. And so things have gotten decidedly better over the years.
Now it's, 850 tons?
Is something, 1.6 million.
It was that little four-person Winnebago on the parking lot of the Adams Mark Hotel. And look what's happened. You guys are unbelievable.
And they had 80 people in there.
You know what? As we know, it's actually as necessary as it's ever been, maybe even more so. So thanks for being a part of it, Vi.
I work my vacation around this thing, so I'm here every year for you guys. I'll never miss this thing.
And thank you to Bill as well.
Yeah, you guys are the best for putting the word out. We appreciate it, Bill
and Vi. Happy to be here. Congratulations to Vi. I guess that makes up for the time I beat you on the big drop over there.
The Corsican drop.
That's right.
Bill? Yeah. You know, he's such a hater.
So we're tied.
Always got to bring that up.
Let's hear for Bill Henley and Vi Sikahema.
Kathy, love you, Kathy.
All right, excellent. They did great.
They did. It looks fun, doesn't
it? I want to try it myself. It's, really it's cool. A little bit crazy to try and follow along, but playing it's got
to
be a lot of fun.
But we figured the best thing to do is to, for the first time, try it on the air live.
Sure. Yeah. Why not? All right, we got to take another break. We're going to return. We have a lot more to come. We have some more guests that are stopping by. It's the Camp Out for Hunger, and we are, of course, at Xfinity Live in South Philadelphia. We'll be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Cool gifts are what Worldwide Stereo is all about. Wrap a genuine surprise and wow someone all year long. Montgomeryville, Ardmore, and online at worldwidestereo.com.
Hey gang, this holiday season, your special someone is going to unwrap and unwind. If you get them a gift card from Hannah Stone Massage and Facial Spa, and there's a special offer, you can save $10 on spa gift cards at regular pricing, or you can buy a holiday spa package, and you get a free massage or facial gift card with that. Go to handandstone.com today for all the information.
I hate Steven Singer. You know why? At Steven Singer Jewelers, everyone gets the perfect price. No coupons, no sales, no negotiating. Just the perfect price every day. Feel great about buying a diamond. Visit Steven Singer, the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly, or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Always with free shipping. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Right.
Photography!
Yeah, photographers. Let me see, a reminder tonight, just got to keep hitting this fact that we do have a comedy night tonight, Dave Attell performing. We just ask that you make a donation starting at 6 o'clock. Come by the tent. You can get a ticket. And not only Dave Attell, but Rich Voss is going to be hosting. Louis Katz is going to be featured. And we have another name that we'll find out later tonight.
Yes.
Steve, a friend texted me and asked if that surprise mystery comedian was Bill Cosby.
Ah,
yes, it is. It is.
I said no.
It turns out it was all a big ploy to make this surprise tonight.
That's right. We're doing that tonight in the Victory Beer Hall here at Xfinity Live. So keep that in mind. 21 and older show, mind you. So we just asked for a donation. Camp Out for Hunger also will feature tonight at 6 o'clock, our Totally Office Calendar Girls.
Yes.
And we'll be handing out calendars for your donations.
Jackson's here broadcasting.
Yeah.
Loads of the Jeep Club
is
coming down with a, we hope, a huge donation.
And then, Nick, when do we have our friends from the Flyers stopping by?
So that will be on Wednesday afternoon. So from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., the Flyers have a home game tomorrow night. And then an off day on Wednesday. So during Pierre's show, Pierre's going to get in a lot of hockey questions, I would imagine. But that's 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. You want me to say who it is?
Why not?
Yeah.
All right. From your Philadelphia Flyers, he comes every year that he's available to be here. Claude Giroux, your captain. And the last time he was able to make it out to Camp Out for Hunger, we were still in Plymouth meeting. James Van Riemsdyk will be here.
Yeah.
And for the first time ever, we had a great phone conversation with him last year, but he's going to make an appearance. Travis Konecny will be here. So three Flyers, Wednesday afternoon. And that's from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Wednesday morning, if I'm correct, Gritty will be here, right?
He will be a Gritness.
Yes.
Gritness.
Watching the wedding.
I haven't even mentioned the mass wedding we're doing on Wednesday morning.
Mass is usually never followed with good stuff. This is a good thing, a mass wedding.
Yeah, so the nuptials will be taking place right in this tent, so we're getting that together. It looks like the weather's going to be all right.
Yes.
Which is cool. All right, we want to welcome our next guest. He's a busy man. He's got places to go, so we're going to get him in, say hello, and thank him for being here, and he's got a business. Ladies and gentlemen, your mayor of Philadelphia, Mr. Jim McKenney, is here. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
Wonderful to see you yet again.
Nice to be here, especially after an Eagles win.
Yeah.
Yes. That does make it better, yes.
Mondays suck when they lose.
It's not fun.
There is a certain change in attitude, is there not?
Yep.
You know what? I didn't realize this until Nick brought this up to me, but you're no stranger to our live broadcast. In fact, last year, you got locked in the RV with Nick at some point.
It was a wonderful experience. I haven't been the same.
Let me ask you, Mayor, how many hours of therapy have you had to go through?
It's a HIPAA issue. I can't bring it up.
Hey, I want to compliment you and everyone who works in the city of Philadelphia for this time of year. My son was in the Thanksgiving Day parade, so we went down the night before, stayed in Philly, and then got up in the morning and did it. So I'd never been to the parade. But number two, getting the real Christmas feel
of
the city right now is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been really crowded downtown. The Christmas Village on the Love Park area, and then the Dilworth Park. We'll do the tree lighting on Wednesday night. Well, Gritty's coming, too. So.
Yeah.
I don't understand the Gritty phenomenon. Because I do think, though, part of it is we love to hate it.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so popular.
You know what? When I was at the parade,
where I was standing,
Gritty showed up. The crowd went insane.
Yeah.
And people who I'm looking at, I'm like, you don't look like you even know the sport of hockey. But they're like, Gritty!
Do you know in the poll, they ran a poll throughout that parade, yeah, and he edged out Santa Claus.
Yeah.
What? Yes.
How do you think the fanatic?
Yes. Yes.
I think he's feeling a little jealous. You know, it's kind of like
a little jelly.
I have a puppy at home, right? And he gets all the attention. My other dog's like, dude.
I was here first.
I was here first. I did so many great things
There would be no Gritty without the fanatic. It's certainly the same bloodline.
At least we have two now. Like, when the Sixers revealed theirs, it was kind of like,
They've had a few. They had, like, Big Shot.
Hip-hop was it.
Hip-hop was it. And it was a terrible mistake to take him away.
Yeah, well, there you go. Time will tell. Maybe this is it. We're just poised for the return. You know, you never know.
Could happen. So, Mr. Mayor, we're glad that you could be here this morning and to help us motivate people to come down here and participate in the Camp Out for
Hunger. It's a shame we have to do it.
You know,
in a country like this where we have all the wealth of any country in the world, we have to feed people, and that's sad. And thank God for Philabundance. They do a phenomenal job.
Yes.
People.
I mean, so...
They do it for... I mean, they're inspired, and they're inspiring. I mean, they're good people.
The way that they, over the years, and we've seen and, have grown more knowledgeable about what they do and how they're able to target different things and how they really do. So they're not just throwing, they target different types of nutritional needs and what they can do. And, I mean, it's a military operation and then some. Yep. I'm sure you've been over to the sorting centers.
Yeah, we've been working with them for years, and it's just really impressive and inspiring to watch how they work and how much time they put in, what time in the morning they get to the locations and
their
work.
Give your best pitch, if you could, to everybody listening who is in the area and can get down here to come down and make a donation.
Just imagine waking up every morning hungry or going to bed every night hungry. That's a basic thing that we all should have as Americans. And people worry every day whether they're going to eat or not or whether their kids are going to eat or not. So especially in this time of year where there seems to be an abundance of everything, where, very wealthy people are getting major tax breaks.
Yeah.
And we have other people in our country that are hungry at night.
Right.
Especially kids.
So, and it's why we talk about it all the time, the working poor, the people who might be in your own neighborhood, who might be in the house next door, might be you, and you haven't let anybody know.
But there's something we can do, and we can push for an increase in the minimum wage.
Yeah.
There's no way people making $7.50, $8 an hour can survive. 15 seems to be the number, and that's low. So if we can push our elected officials to do a minimum wage across the country, would make our country better.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming down here and supporting this event once again. It's always great to see you.
Thank you, man. Take care.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Mayor Jim Kenney, guys. Love it. I want to point out another organization that does great work because we just came off of their Pie in the Sky, but MANA. Also doing what they can to feed, especially people who are sick.
MANA does a phenomenal job. I had some of their pies on Thanksgiving.
Me I'm too. Still working on mine.
Me
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
And the fact that they go out and walk the proverbial walk, as we say, President, when people compliment us here for this deal, we're just providing a location.
Yep.
Everyone out there who's actually donating and collecting, they're doing the real work.
Yep. All right. So before we bring our next guest over, do we want to grab somebody for the privilege section?
I think we need to.
Steve, you want to pick someone?
Well, it's going to be... I have to...
There's a lot over here.
This woman here has worn a bald cap.
Okay.
To me, that requires a lot of balls to do that. So,
all right, we have
to say these guys.
We have... They're dressed as Captain Marvel and as Nick Fury from the Marvel franchise. Who do we have here?
Katie.
And Erica, and you guys have, did we wear this for Halloween and just bring it over here as well?
Yeah, and I won a costume contest at my job for wearing it.
Really?
No.
Not me, I just did this for Katie.
Okay, all right.
She's
but a ball cap, not only is she wearing the ball cap, she's got the eye patch on, so.
All right, so we're going to have her reach into our prize box that we have. I always mess it up, WSFS Bank.
Wisfus
Bank. And let's see what prize they get. Also, in addition to being in the privilege section, Marissa,
$50 Amazon gift card.
Hey! All right, we are going to send you over to the Ashley Furniture privilege section. We're kicking our other two out of there. You guys get pampered for the next hour or so. You're going to get some food. You're going to get some foot rubs. Our friends from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa are going to take care of you there.
It's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, those are some comfy-ass chairs.
Yes, they are. And by the way, I think are we giving away the green room furniture? Is that happening
this year? We're giving away the green room furniture. I believe the green room furniture is actually going to Phil Abundance. And then the privilege section we will award to a lucky listener.
Okay. Nice.
At the end of the week.
I got to make sure I get all my information straight. And if I've gotten it incorrect, I apologize to our wonderful sponsors for being a part of this. Okay, so next guest we have, we would like to welcome. We are excited once again to have a partnership with Acme Markets, who have done an amazing job over the past few years and facilitating, an early drop-off point. So we would like to welcome the president of Acme Markets, Mr. Jim Perkins.
Yeah. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Wonderful. And who did you bring with you here?
This is our senior communication manager, Dana Ward.
Hello.
Dana Ward. Hello.
Dana, nice to see you.
You too.
All right. So we've had this Head Start program going on for the past month or so, and we are excited to find out how things went.
Well, you know, it's so much fun, but before we go, there's all kind of things. You know, I got my hat today. Look at my hat.
Your hat looks wonderful on you. You look like a road cone.
And then, as you guys know, we have our store right out here, so you can make a donation right out front. We'll take the food for you right over to the food bank, so that's awesome.
By the way, when I came in this morning early, so they're out there, they're, you know, it's, your group out there smiles, looking forward to everything, very excited to be a part of this. So you good people over there at Acme.
Yeah, I got here early. They said they'd already sold like $3,000. So
that's excellent.
Wow. Yeah. I also heard there's an apron, right? You can get the apron, and that donates $5. And then tell me about, I got this card. So I got this card.
Okay, let me take a look at this.
And I get to turn that in for a cookbook online.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did the Preston and Steve Show cookbook.
Yes.
We all submitted some recipes. And you can purchase this online, and the money's going to go to the Camp Out for Hunger. And if you go through PrestonandSteve.com or WMMR.com, you can do that, and it will send you directly to the link. And you can redeem that cookbook. Where do you purchase this, by the way? At Acme?
They're giving the cards out here.
They're giving the cards out here.
You make a donation, you get that?
There you go. All right.
That's awesome.
So you get the card. That's how it's working. And then it uses the link that will redeem the download for you, and you'll have our recipes. Some of them I've mentioned in our advertising, and then a few others added. I'm excited to try Kathy's recipe.
Oh, her recipe's awesome. I have a great recipe for chocolate chip cookies.
I put a recipe in there.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Steve's recipes are the best.
Yeah, just go to Acme and buy the chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, that's what you do. All right, so you can get these while you're here, too. It's a little added bonus that we have.
Absolutely.
Cool.
But I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Have you got a copy in print that you can show me?
Of the cookbook? I don't.
No. But I do.
Oh, wow. You do? Excellent.
Like to see it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. Wow.
Do you have a picture in there of you, Preston?
No.
I had to bribe Bill Moore this morning for that. So.
All right. You know what else is in there?
What?
My mom's meatballs.
Ah, with raisins. You like raisins.
I do indeed. Actually, I prefer them without the raisins, but my mom is really psyched to have her meatball recipe.
That's actually pretty cool. It's actually printed on stock for the kitchen, so you gerber it all up. You can clean it off, right, Kathy?
Yeah, perfect.
You and I are always in the kitchen.
Always in the kitchen.
And we realize the importance of that, so that's very cool.
Oh, here it is.
Is there your recipe there?
Kathy's is. It took forever to find it, but yes, it's a couscous recipe.
Oh.
Ooh, that's couscous. A wonderful dish. The couscous, an unexpected guest drop by.
Yeah.
Couscous.
I love it. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Awesome book. You know, person that really is behind this, Dana Ward, who's with us today, she does all the communication to the stores. She gets the competition going. And as you notice, I usually wear blue jeans, help load some food. But today, I dressed up because we put our best foot forward and we set another record. I'm going to let Dana tell you about that.
Okay, right. We'll need a drum roll here, too.
Right, Dan, now, in case things go off confetti-wise, please be aware.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It might get noisy in just a moment.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We're ready. Get nice and close on that microphone. Give it to us.
Last year, we did 468,000 pounds of food, which was over 17 tractor trailers worth.
Wow.
So this year, another record breaker, 520,112 pounds of
flesh. Yes! That is phenomenal. That is a huge increase.
Yes!
That's sensational. And you guys made some different alterations to the way food has been collected in this ramp up, and obviously it worked.
Yep. So this year we started, we combined it two programs. We had a Turkey Bucks program and the Hunger Bags last year. This year we combined the two. So we had over 3,000 turkey dinners donated.
Nice.
And then the rest were the pantry staples that we're used to. And all that stuff is going to get taken down to Philabundance, as well as the other Feeding America food pantries, food banks, in the regional that we're in. And it'll go right there, palletized, and it'll take a lot of work out for them.
No, that's awesome. So you have the ability to bring it fully intact in the trucks, ready to unload and get going. And as they'll tell you at Philabundance, this food goes right out and starts feeding people.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Man. That's amazing. And it hasn't stopped because, like you said, you can buy donations right here on site if for some reason you haven't had a chance to go by and raid the pantry or stop off at your local Acme and buy them. Or if you happen to be on your way from work and you realize, you know what, now's the best time for me to go by there. You can make the purchases right here in the park.
It makes it easy.
Yeah, I love it.
Quick thank you. We'd just like to thank. We have many of our store managers here. Many of our staff came to help out. We'd also like to give a shout out to our top two stores, Ridley, right down the street, and then Hokesson. So very good.
Very nice, guys. Thank you to everybody from Acme. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Jim and Dana, you're the best. Let's hear it for them.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, guys. How lovely is that?
Absolutely.
That's a good way to start a Monday.
Yep, it is. I do want to give people a heads up. But one of the things, if you can't make it down here, we're doing our Word of the Week prize. I haven't mentioned that yet.
Yes.
A trip for four to the premiere of Bumblebee in Hollywood, California. Bumblebee is the next Transformers movie.
Yeah.
So that's going to be in Hollywood. It's Sunday, December 9th. So we'll get the letter of the day at the end of the program coming up in just a little bit. I know we have some time here, but I want to go ahead and take a break.
Yes.
And we'll come back because we have some more guests and some more stuff that we're going to do. So we'll have Chico's Vibe strike up the music, but inviting you to be here once again for the Camp Out for Hunger. At any point this week you can make it, but today is a lot of fun. You guys having a good time? Be right back. More from Xfinity Live on MMR.
93.3 WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Totally Office Calendar 2019. 12 magnificent months featuring the most gorgeous girls and our loveliest listeners.
On sale now for just $15 in the MMR Rock Shop at WMMR.com. Order by December 10th to have it in time for the holidays. Or get your hands on a free copy at an upcoming calendar raid while meeting the girls and the members of the show.
Details at WMMR.com. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Kathy Romano!
Yay!
We have to admit, every time we have a celebrity guest in the studio and they sit, and one of the first things they say is, I don't know how you do that, Kathy.
Yeah.
They do that traffic.
Yeah, I know. And I just say, I've been doing it a long time.
Leave me alone.
For ages, decades.
No, but it has been a long time. We've all been together such a long time now. I couldn't believe that this was the 21st camp out. I had to think back. I'm like,
is that right?
Is that right?
All right, because we never are quite sure.
Yeah.
We like to remain in a constant haze.
Well, I mean, it's the 20th anniversary of it, I guess, because it started in 1998.
Yeah.
In the parking lot of the Adams Mark Hotel.
There
which
we go.
Is no longer there anymore.
Right.
Yep.
It's not a Target. It became Kathy's favorite thing.
Yeah, that's right. It did.
Oh, look at that.
And Nick wanted me to point out, he saw this, that the hashtag Camp Out for Hunger is trending on Twitter right now.
Yes. About that. It's right under autoerotic asphyxiation.
Well, and why wouldn't it be?
I mean, but it's still there.
Intriguing.
Yes.
But if you would like to and you want to help support that and keep that rolling.
We love that.
Yeah, make a post and hashtag it Camp Out for Hunger. Yeah. And let's keep that going.
And tag us in the photos if you take them this week.
Please.
On Instagram and Twitter. We love to keep that going. And it gets more eyes and hopefully more donations.
And in fact, tomorrow we're going to reveal something. We're going to call upon you to use all of your social media skills to help us score an interview.
Yeah, we were going to do it today, but it's going to rain, and we need dry conditions to do this stupid thing.
This particular person likes to remain dry.
Yes, exactly.
It should work, though.
And keep in mind, too, now, while we're doing the show, I know we have a tent full of people here, and we do want to meet everybody, but we have to wait until after we're done working, so we will have a chance if you want to come by and say hello to anybody and every day during the course of the week.
And then, obviously, for people who aren't that familiar, again, we're at Xfinity Live. We're right, you know, easy to get to. And we go to about 9 o'clock at night. We're doing this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday we wrap it up, and everything will be done about midday. But your donations are welcome. But we are here hanging out, and we'll be here as will Pierre and Jackson. And on Thursday, is Jackie going to be down here?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Jackie Bam Bam will be broadcasting live, so that's always...
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's interesting. And keep in mind that the Skelly's Amusement Rides, you can go ride them. If you want to go over there, they're open till 10 a.m., and then they come back again, and they do it from 6 to 9 p.m.
So the rides are available, and the arcade games they have out here.
Yeah, have that bell with the sledgehammer.
Oh, I like that.
Do that, the shoot out the star thing, they have that.
There's an Xfinity display thing out there. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, we've turned it into a bit of a...
circus.
A full circus.
Carnival.
So. All right, we are going to welcome him to our microphone just to make sure that express the gravity and need and all the things that go on behind the scenes to the point of this entire thing that we've been doing for years. We would like to welcome our friend and director of communications of Philabundance. This is Stephanie Arc Baines, who is here this morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderful. We saw Glenn back there from Philabundance as well. You guys have been quite busy getting ready for this, but I've also noticed a lot of people, besides coming down to the Camp Out for Hunger, also stepping up to help out with Philabundance throughout the year, too.
Absolutely. This is our busiest week of the year between Thanksgiving and Camp Out.
Yeah.
And you know, we've talked about this before, and we're not blowing our own horn here or just collectively. It's critically important that the camp out because all it's doing is providing a focus on what is needed. But the food, how long will this food be feeding people that is collected now today? Just the physical food, because I know there's money as well that could be targeted for other things. But just the physical food that's collected, how long will that be feeding people in the area?
Well, thanks to the generous folks that are down here today who donate online the money you mentioned.
Yeah.
This will be about 50, a little bit more than 50% of the food drive food that we get in each year.
That's amazing.
So we'll have volunteers in the warehouse, and if anyone wants to see how the food gets packed and sorted and sent out to the 90,000 people a week who we feed, we'll have shifts down in the warehouse. They'll be packing and sorting this food for a couple months.
So, and when we talk about the people, there are people who we were just talking with the mayor about, the working poor, are people who are just barely getting by. And Preston had reported a while ago that Philadelphia is not doing too well, bizarrely, in the country. And so the problem runs through all different sorts of economic strata When you realize that many people are just a check away from being in this situation. We've seen it over the years, people who were working for Philabundance needing the service the next year and vice versa. So what does all this mean to you? If you were to put it in a high concept, what does it mean?
Well, it's not just a problem in Philadelphia, but hunger is actually a crisis that impacts 1 in 5 people. So that means if you're on SEPTA, you're driving down the Schuylkill,
right,
you look over to either side, it's likely that one of those people didn't eat this morning and doesn't know when they're going to. But for events like this, they're critically important,
right,
to helping us keep people fed. And we're so grateful for everything that you guys do and everything that you guys do and everybody listening. So thank you so much for all your help.
I know that especially around this time of year, people are looking to get involved and they want to volunteer. I've heard of several people that actually need to do service projects for their school. But also there's great team building things that you can do for, businesses, offices and stuff like that, maybe fraternities, sororities. You guys do offer the opportunity to come and volunteer at Philabundance as well?
We do, but in addition to this being the busiest time of year for donations, it's also the busiest time for volunteering. So our shifts are pretty full, but if people want to reach out and maybe make a New Year's resolution to give back, we have some shifts in the new year. We may have some through the end of the year. We often add extra shifts just to sort camp out.
Well, that's good. We love to hear that. But the truth of the matter is that, and people ask, well, why this time of year? People are more acutely aware of it around
that's
this
right.
time of year. I mean, certainly it goes all throughout the year, but like in the middle of the summer, people are away on vacation and so on and so forth, and there's other issues. But you still need people working to help you do what you do. So if you want to volunteer, that's probably the leaner, meaner time where you'd be able to get, you know, make the most difference.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of different ways that people can get involved in the fight against hunger. In addition to volunteering, making monetary donations, people can also hold their own food drive. Following us on social media and just spreading the word and making people more aware of the issue is incredibly important and helps the cause.
All right, excellent. And philabundance.org, best place to go and get information?
Absolutely. You can go to philabundance.org. We have a Get Involved page that lists a lot of ways that people can get involved in ways that make sense for them. Or for anyone who's facing hunger, we also have a Find Food map and some lists of different places that people can go to get food if
awesome.
They're struggling.
Excellent. That's wonderful. Excellent. Well, you guys are the reason that that this is taking place, so
yes.
we thank you.
You guys are the reason this is taking place.
We're
thank
all
so
the
much.
Reason.
Yes. God bless
no,
us,
you,
everyone.
Yeah.
All right, Stephanie, thank you so much. Yeah, it's here for Stephanie and Phil Abundance. They do amazing work. All right, before we bring our next guest on, we should do the bizarre file, because I did have these stories ready to go. Jason, if you will, please.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And it's brought to you by CF Logistics LLC. CF Logistics LLC is expanding its fleet, looking for professional drivers to join their family-owned company. Apply today at cflogisticsllc.com. That's cflogisticsllc.com. Why is there a picture? Is that Kevin Hart?
That's Kevin Hart.
Okay, when we have the bizarre files. I don't know why.
Because he personally pulled me aside and said, I don't want to give Preston an inflated ego, but that's my favorite thing ever.
Just curious.
And that's why he's up there.
All right, let's start with this. This is messed up. A Moroccan woman has been accused of killing her lover and serving up his remains to Pakistani workers in the United Arab Emirates.
Oh, my God. Is this Lou? This tastes like Lou.
The woman killed her boyfriend 3 months ago, they say, but the crime was only recently discovered when a human tooth was found inside her blender.
Wow. She needs a better blender.
She confessed to police, calling it a moment of insanity.
What's a good blender, I don't know, for grinding up human teeth?
The woman will go on trial pending an investigation. She has been in a relationship, or had been, with the victim for 7 years. She killed him after he told her he was planning to marry someone else from Morocco.
She had to be stuffing him barely slowly into the blender, right? I would assume.
Maybe. While police did not reveal how he was killed, they said that his girlfriend had served up his remains as part of a traditional rice and meat dish to Pakistani nationals working nearby.
I figure a smoothie would be a better.
The discovery was only made when the victim's brother went looking for him at their home.
Could you imagine that?
There he found a human tooth inside a blender.
You were right. You said teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started the story with the tooth thing.
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, that's
Preston.
What I thought.
I was
yeah.
thinking of a funny line.
I got you. You're right. It was
you're the smartest man ever.
I seriously was trying to come up with
but
a joke
was,
in my head.
It was such a childlike innocence that it was beautiful.
2:30.
Yeah.
2:30. 2:30.
The man went on to report his brother missing to police, who carried out DNA tests on the tooth and confirmed that it did belong to the victim. She later collapsed and admitted the killing under police questioning.
So she collapses under the police questioning, not when she's feeding her ex into a blender.
Nope, not at all. As if anybody needed the reminder, with the ring of car sabotaging bears in this country, bears can open unlocked car doors.
Yes.
And these bears happen to find an unlocked car door with dozens of chocolate bars inside. And went on a candy binge worse than any of us do after a stormy Halloween with no trick-or-treaters.
Oh, my belly hurts so bad.
Asheville, North Carolina news stations reported that Lily Thurman was sitting at a home on Sunday when she saw a bear and three cubs in her driveway. Bears are common where she lives, so she didn't pay much attention until she saw a door to her Toyota Prius open and heard growling. Thurman didn't take long to realize that she had a box of chocolates, chocolate bars, that was, she was...
My llama always told me that life is just like a box of chocolates.
That's right. But she was selling...
And then I ate her.
Yeah, and then... You ate mama?
That's what I do. I'm a freaking bear.
She was selling them for high school fundraiser, and they were in the back seat. The bears didn't feel any guilt. They ate 49 of the chocolate bars before leaving the trash car behind.
By the way, we found your vibrator in the glove compartment.
Thurman recorded the candy binge from inside of her house in a video that smoothly transitions from her thoroughly freaking out to casually accepting her reality.
They can, when they get in a vehicle, and you've seen footage of it, where they will just rip the interior out.
One of the bears, she said, got into the front passenger seat and got stuck for a moment, unable to wedge itself out. Wrappers from the candy bars are pretty much all that was left of the chocolate after the bear somehow managed to open the wrappers and eat the candy.
Put on Preston and Steve.
The only thing left was one dark chocolate bar untouched in the car. And
right.
The rest of
the. That's
were,
the one they don't like.
Yep. That, the rest
and the
of
the Mary Jane bars, they were all left.
We're eating. All right. And then one last story. A 50-year-old man had a rocky start to his Thanksgiving when he got stuck in a small crevice between two boulders on South Mountain. Johnny Moto said it was like a sandwich. He's talking about the position that he was stuck in.
It means he was like a sandwich.
On South Mountain. The 50-year-old was hiking with his family and wife from Chicago. They made it to one of the mountain's popular spots. It's called Fat Man's Pass.
Uh-huh.
All right? It's a crevice between two massive boulders. He tried to make it through. He said, I started going lower to get down and work my way through, and as I went lower, I got wedged in. He ended up being completely stuck. He said, I felt like a snake was constricting around my chest, and it was getting harder and harder to breathe. Making matters worse, Moto has a heart condition. His family and good Samaritans tried to get him out, but after close to 30 minutes with no luck, they called for help. Fire captain said that him being wedged in between those two very large boulders presented its own challenges.
Jesus.
On how they were going to free him out.
We're looking at a picture. You know, they could have gotten through if they put him in a blender.
Yes. Giles is from the Phoenix Fire Department. The captain was.
So this guy has Preston. Not only is he too large to pass through the opening, he's got another head growing out of the back of his own head.
No, that's his wife.
Is that his wife?
It's his wife standing back there. Yes, he doesn't have another head growing out. Thankfully, a group of firefighters was able to rescue him, allowing him to hike down uninjured.
Oh, he set on fire.
But I don't know how they managed to get him out of there.
Well, they deflated one of the boulders.
Oh, I don't know if they greased him up or what, but they got him out of there, which is, that's got to be terrifying. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you this morning. Yep.
Yeah. The crowd loves it, Preston.
We are going to welcome our next guest. They are here to make a donation. This is an event that Casey spends a lot of time working on throughout the course of the year. It is called the Tour de Shore, which is wonderful. So we want to welcome some wonderful guests. We have the owner of the Irish Pub, Mr. Mark O'Connor, who is here this morning.
Yeah.
From NBC Sports Philadelphia, our friend Greg Murphy is here. And by far, the most badass uniform I have ever seen. Our friend, Deputy Commissioner of the Philadelphia Police Department, Joe Sullivan.
That's
right. Gentlemen, always great to see you here. This is, you've made several appearances, and we are happy to have you back. Greg, how you doing, man?
Doing great, and always great to be here. This, I get amazed every year when we walk in this tent to see what you guys do each and every year. So thanks for having us, and thanks for all you do for helping the Tour de Shore.
Well, listen, we're more than happy to, but Casey does all the grunt work on that. Casey, how many years have you been doing the Tour de Shore?
Oh, I don't know, 5 years, six years, something like that? I can't remember. But they all sort of blend together, but it really has... As sort of with Team WMMR, the Rock and Rollers has sort of taken on a life of its own. There's a Facebook page, you know, that team members get together and do, you know, they do their own rides on, you know, Saturday, Sunday mornings. It's
did you just hit a banner year this year? Right,
we did. We raised over $30,000
awesome.
For the Irish Pub.
Just your team?
Just our team alone.
Awesome.
Yeah.
which is more than we raised last year. There was one guy in particular. He joined the team late and raised the most amount of money. I wish I could remember his name, but I don't.
You mean a lot to me, whoever you are.
No, well, I mean, he really does. As it was going on, I was very, very grateful, and I got his name out there, and I thanked him personally. But because we raised so much money, I was able to then donate a certain amount of money to charities of my choosing. So one was Kathy's charity, the Fresh Smiles Foundation.
Yes, thank you. We got the check already.
And then another one that was near and dear to my heart is the Headstrong Foundation.
Yes.
The only reason I didn't do a donation to Phil Abundance is because I knew these guys would do it. So,
and what Mark, is charities about passing the
yeah.
buck.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark, by the way, how much was brought in for the tour to show Shore this past one? Do you remember?
Just under $1.2
million. That's phenomenal. $1.2 million for various charities. That's awesome.
Yeah. And Joe, how did the police team do this year?
I don't know if we did as well as Casey's team, but
that's
all right.
Every bit counts.
We were top five for the first time ever. I mean, there is who is the big one?
Wheels of Justice.
Wheels of Justice. I mean, those guys are a force. But you know, it gives us something to strive for.
Yeah, and $8.3 million raised in the 31 years that the Tour de Shore has been going on. So, and all that money staying right here to help families of first responders. It's really a labor of love for these guys and for myself. So and we couldn't do it without you guys and the recognition and your team, Case, doing what you did this year was awesome.
Yeah, and it gives us something to look forward to next year. When does registration officially start?
Be the end of February. We'll open up.
Okay.
Going to get 3,000 riders this year.
All right.
That's right.
That's a great. Lot. That's quite a bit.
I know you guys are going to make a donation here. And, Commissioner, you being in the police department for as long as you have and seeing life on the streets of Philadelphia, you've seen the direct effects of people who don't have enough to make ends meet and can't feed themselves.
There's more people out there in that situation than I think a lot of people realize.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia is probably the poorest of the top 10 cities in America. So the work that Phil Abundance does and support that you give them is just absolutely amazing, and that's why we're so proud to be a part of it.
It breaks your heart to know that they're, I mean, in this city, as generous as you see people are with you guys and with us, that there's still that many people who are going to sleep hungry or waking up or kids not having enough to eat. It just should not be. So,
yep. So we do know you guys have a donation. Who's going to present that?
Go ahead, Joe.
How about the person with the shiniest jacket?
Yes. All right, Mark, go ahead.
All right, let's see what we have. And we're going to have the deputy commissioner. Oh, man.
Nice.
Oh, man. What do we have here, Joe?
$5,000.
Yeah! Oh! $5,000. Nice. That's the cash cannon right there, man. Wow, that's phenomenal. That is going to go a long way.
Absolutely.
And we will add that on to the monetary donations, which, by the way, we do take. We used to take only food donations.
Yes.
After a while, Phil Abundance was like, no, the money really does a lot of the grunt work to get what they need.
I think what they specifically said was, no, stupid, we take cash donations.
Oh, please, exactly. That's phenomenal. Thank you guys so much. And how about people who are interested in Tour de Shore? Because we'd like to mention that. And because it's a year-long event, at least people preparing and getting ready for that.
Yeah, we work on it all year. We have a couple other events. 2 weeks ago, we had Maureen Faulkner came in, and we had the guest bartending at the FOP.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
So Tour de Shore, childrensfoundation.org, and we're going to open up registration the end of February, and we need more riders.
Yep. 3,000. 3,000 riders. Well, then that leaves more room for Team WMMR, and we're looking for members. We had something like 77 members last year. It is my goal to make sure that every rider on Team WMMR gets a free jersey for their efforts. Last year's jerseys were the best.
They were cool.
They were really great. They look like Eagles jerseys. This year I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I have some ideas in my mind about what I want to do, but it is a goal of
mine. You're like Kanye with your fashion line.
Well, a little bit like that. But if you're going to take the time to register and train and raise money for the foundation, the least I could do is offer you a free team jersey. So when thank you. So when we do open up registration, please join Team WMMR Rock and Rollers.
Very good.
Excellent. Guys, thanks so much. It's a wonderful partnership. We appreciate the love, and keep doing the great work that you do.
Thanks, guys.
That's it for him, guys.
Hey.
Awesome, Greg Murphy, awesome. Mark O'Connor, and Joe Sullivan. Good people, man.
Good people.
I love it. All right, so we got to take a break, don't we? I'm going to do that. I'm going to point over to here to Chico's Vibe, and I'm going to spin my finger around like that. And that means get it started, fellas. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in a second. More that came out for Hunger. Xfinity Live, come and join us. We'll be right back.
New, old, and everything in between. MMR rocks.
Yeah!
Crowd loves Kathy.
Yes, they do. We have, listen, it's after 10. It hasn't rained a drop yet, has it?
I don't think so, is
it? Yeah, all right, that's a good thing because we were hoping you guys weren't going to be inconvenienced by that. Even if it rains later on today, because they're calling for some heavy rain later on, all our activities are still going to be taking place throughout the course of the day. We'll get done here in a little bit. Things kind of chill out for a tad. And then Jackson shows up later on today. His show starts at 3 o'clock.
So it's the first time we've had anyone else here on a Monday, which is great. It adds a nice energy to it, especially since this is a busy night with the Calendar Girls coming by and with the comedy show.
Yeah, correct. And we have all those details at PrestonandSteve.com. And if you're taking pictures or anything, just hashtag it Camp Out for Hunger. It's trending today, so we want to keep that going. And Jackson's Jeep Club will be here tonight. All those details are there. But people keep asking me, what night should I come by? You know, if I can't come by during the morning, what evening should I come by? I'm like, well, there's really actually something every night.
Yes.
So I can't specifically say which one's better than the others.
There's whatever, you know, everything from the wedding to the Papa Shot.
Yeah. We'll do the City Six Challenge again with our collegiate basketball coaches stopping by. That's on Thursday. Wednesday is the wedding, the mass wedding that we're doing here. And then throughout the week, we're having the Porsche Club stopping by. The
Chili Chili.
We haven't even mentioned that yet. That's coming up. So we have a few things on the way. So just keep that in mind. You can get all that information online. I think we need to do – I don't have a lesson question. Nick, do you have one?
Yes, I do.
All right. Lesson question. We are going to give away a case of Yards Brawler 16-ounce pounders for the correct answer. And let's go ahead and ask that now. Nick, what's our question?
Who is Nick Carter's brother?
Oh, okay.
It's a fact.
Who is Nick Carter's brother?
Yeah.
All right. 215
Not really.
215-263 WMMR. That's correct. You had to have been here. You had to have heard it earlier this morning, so you had to have been listening. Who is Nick Carter's brother? You'll have to remind me the answer. 215-263 WMMR. Let's do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, Steve, what stories do you have for us today?
Well, master magician Ricky Jay, known for being one of the greatest sleight-of-hand artists of all time, has died at the age of 70. Coroners say Jay more than likely choked to death on what appeared to be a 50-foot stream of colored paper.
Aww.
Inmates in the jail currently housing rapper Tekashi 69 are furious over his reported celebrity treatment. For example, during 69's rectal exam, the guard wore cashmere gloves.
Oh, my God.
And finally, Kylie Jenner says now that she has daughter Stormy, she would like to have two more children with rapper Travis Scott. Scott isn't having any of it, saying 9 kids is too much. And that's your Hollywood Trash.
All right, thank you very much. We are going to go to the phone, see if we can get the answer to the question. And Nick, what was that again? Who is Nick Jonas's brother?
No, Nick Carter's brother.
Nick Carter's brother, yeah. Sorry. 215-263-WMMR. And you'll have to remind me if this is correct or not. But I'm going to go to Sean on the line. Hey, Sean, good morning. Sean?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Are you in the
He's in the tent.
He's in the tent. Come here.
He's a tent person.
Yeah, I couldn't get you on the phone, but I do have the phone line pulled up, but you're here.
Do us a favor and call us back and let us
come
know
here.
If you make it to the stage.
Sean's going to walk up to the stage. Marissa is going to guide him over here. So, yeah.
There we go.
And I'm Sean wearing his Eagles jersey and Eagles hat. All right, Sean, who is Nick Jonas's brother?
Nick Carter's brother.
Nick Carter's brother?
Dracula.
Dracula. Yes, I'm sorry. Damn it. We mentioned Nick Jonas earlier.
We did. We mentioned Nick Carter.
Shake it.
We even mentioned Nick Fury.
Yeah, we did. All right. Since you got it right, my man, we are going to set you up with a case of Yards Brawler 16-ounce cans.
Awesome.
Hang on the line. They're going to get your information back at the radio station. Yards Brawler beer is 4.2% ABV smooth and malty and the perfect flavor profile when you're tired of pumpkin-spiced everything. You can pick up a case of Pounders at the Beer Shop in Ardmore. Congratulations, man. Nice to see you. Thanks for being here. All right, let's do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah!
Brought to you this morning by the American Red Cross. The Red Cross is facing a severe blood shortage and is issuing an urgent call for eligible blood and platelet donors of all types to give now and help save lives. You can visit redcrossblood.org or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. Another charity we love to
help
out, so you can help out as well. All right, we'll start with this one. One of the earliest recordings to feature Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl is surfacing on a new soundtrack. It's called the Now I'm Alone, and it was recorded in 1985 by Washington, D.C. group Mission Impossible.
We have a clip of it.
Okay. I thought I recognized that drum.
Yeah, it's good. You can tell his drumming is obvious, but the voice, I'm not so sure.
Well, he wasn't singing, so he was just playing drums back then. So this included Dave on drums. The tune appears on the soundtrack to Salad Days, A Decade of Punk in Washington, D.C., a documentary about that city's punk scene. Filmmaker Scott Crawford said, Mission Impossible were a phenomenal, albeit short-lived live band. I went to several of their practices in Virginia and just sat back and watch them go nuts. They were all superb musicians, and watching Dave behind the drum kit was always a thrill. Now, the film, which chronicles the evolution of punk in the city from 1980 to 1990, came out in 2014, but Crawford is finally putting together a compilation of songs from the movie due to demand. Shinedown now holds a record for the most top 10 hits in the history of Billboard's Rock Airplay chart.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, the band has just scored its 11th top 10 song with Get Up, the second single from its latest album, Attention, Attention. Shinedown was previously in a tie with Foo Fighters for the most top 10s in the chart's 9-year history. So the chart's only been around for 9 years.
Stinking chart.
Shinedown had its last top 10 on the Billboard survey with Cut the Cord, which peaked at number 8 in August 2015. Other acts that are right behind Shinedown include Cage the Elephant and Muse with 9 top 10s apiece and Imagine Dragons with 8. Meanwhile, on Billboard's mainstream rock songs chart, Get Up needs to rise one more slot to tie with Van Halen for second with 13 number ones, trailing 3 Days Grace 14 chart.
I mean, Shinedown solid, but would you have ever begged them to have that?
No, I wouldn't.
Distinction?
Have. Nope. Hell Yeah has confirmed that it will release its new album in 2019. The LP will mark the band's first recording with drummer
Did he show up and watch?
No, he's dead.
Okay.
The final recordings with drummer Vinnie Paul Abbott.
So before he died.
Who passed away in June. Yeah, so these are the last of what he recorded with that band. They revealed its plans to issue the LP in a short Thanksgiving message on the group's Facebook page, writing, Happy Thanksgiving and Hellions. See you all next year and with a new record that's going to blow you away. He died of dilated cardiomyopathy, enlarged heart, as well as severe coronary artery disease.
You know, it's weird because he was overweight, but
yeah,
he wasn't that much, you know, I don't know.
Hell Yeah reportedly intends to tour behind the new album, but has not revealed who will sit behind the drums. Weezer has shared a new track called Zombie Bastards.
We have a little bit of it.
Okay.
It's very Foo Fighter-ish.
Dave Grohl wrote it.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyhow, it's called Zombie Bastards. While on revealing more details about the LP, it's taken from the upcoming self-titled Black album. So they shared that info. The disc, which will be the band's 12th studio effort, will be released on March 1st, 2019. It is comprised of songs written on the piano by Rivers Cuomo. Zombie Bastards follows the October single Can't Knock the Hustle and is the second track to be shared from the long-awaited record. Weezer has also divulged the cover art for the upcoming release, which shows four band members covered completely in black, standing against a black background. And one last story. Queen guitarist Brian May reveals that actor Rami Malek is a shoo-in for the Best Actor Academy Award for his portrayal of the band's late frontman, the iconic Freddie Mercury.
Well, he might get a nomination, right? Which, do you think he's deserving of a nomination, right?
I'd have to see other, but he was amazing.
Okay.
I thought it was a wonderful performance. Occasionally, it does happen where somebody who's doing a bio will win.
And the Clay Aiken story is still coming out.
That's still on the way. It remains to be seen. So, Bohemian Rhapsody racked up another $13.8 million in North America during its fourth weekend of release, bringing the movie's grand total to a whopping $152 million.
Did you see the new Amazon Prime commercial for their music service? It's an animated Freddie Mercury mouth with the teeth singing, you know, a Queen song, but trying to get, you know, people to use their servers.
The film, by the way, internationally has scored a massive $472 million. In an interview, Brian May said that he couldn't stop singing Malick's praises, saying he was incredible. Without a doubt, he'll be on the nominations list for an Oscar and well-deserved as well. He inhabited Freddie to the point where we even started to think of him as Freddie. Really remarkable. We've lived with this project for 9 years, and it's incredible to see it doing so well. It came out to crappy reviews, as some of our work has before, but the public has embraced it magnificently. Everybody gave it 200%, from the actors and technicians, the production team and hair and makeup, everyone. He also had time to salute actor Gwendolyn Lee, who, by all accounts, nailed the role of Brian May.
He looks like him, too, doesn't he?
I thought he was fantastic in the movie. He said, "You don't get any lukewarm responses. The guy who plays me should be getting awards all over as well." So,
you know, the original selection and the processes that are putting together the movie, for Freddie Mercury, they were talking Idris Elba.
No, I actually remember they were talking Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes.
Was originally who they were going to
have. Also, Luke Spiller from the Struts was another one that they'd talked about.
That actually would have been fairly suitable.
In fact, he thought he was going to get it, and then they ended
Son
up,
of a bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, interesting. All right, that's all I have in music news for you.
It was damn good.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you just witnessed live music news. Please. No. Do not call him a hero.
No.
Oh, now they're hoisting Preston.
That's embarrassing.
To their shoulders.
Stop that.
They're carrying him around the tent. I've never seen anything like this. It's like the final scene in Rudy.
Oh my God. Oh no.
Music news.
Thank you. You guys are too awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, I'm going to strike up the band Chico's Vibe. We're going to take a break. We'll get ready to wrap it up when we return. But we're here all day long, all week long. We'll be right back.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Stone Temple Pilots. The record company. I've got this life to fix. Threw it all out in a Shinedown. Because it's about to get
new music, more of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Christmas music is back.
Next message.
Let's get ready to hunger! See you bitches at camp out.
Next message.
The train has 10 plus cars on it, and there is only one that they ask you to be quiet on. So please give people their 28 minutes of peace and quiet and shut the f*** up.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.